Hello and welcome to the Computer Game Show. My name's David Turner and I'm here with Josh Sean.
Hello.
That's right, Josh Sean.
That's it.
That's it this week. We had guests at one point.
So
that
many
didn't
guests.
Happen. We've tried to get other guests. That's not happening. And Sean was like, well, let's just do a two-man show. And I said, Nope. And then so we
Which
went
I did
to try
take
and get some
as a,
more guests.
You know, I did take as a display of like a lack of faith
in
us.
It came across correctly.
Message received.
Do you know what I was going to say to you, Sean? I was going to say to you at one point, genuinely. Yeah, I just don't know about doing a two-man show. I haven't done a two-man show like since, you know, midway through Joypod. Then I remembered, actually, we've done several series of the Calls series, and I can't get away with that. But here we are. This is going to be interesting territory. And do you know what's come to my mind instantly? The listeners know how well this has gone already. If you're listening now, you look down at your podcast player of choice. Look how long's left.
Yeah.
I've got a feeling.
Is it a 60-minute show?
Yeah.
In and out.
Yeah, you're sitting there thinking, what? Oh, it's only downloaded some of the show. But no.
Nope.
You fast forward. It's 20 minutes and it ends in, well, fuck you then, Sean. And then like a noise of something falling over. Hello and welcome to the Computer Game Show. It's going to be a nice little intimate one. And we'd like to thank our Patreon producers this month. They are the QuickBooks chap, Simon Nelson, Moomin Biscuit, Trans Rights of Human Rights, Dave Ernsberger, Colin Brown, Texture Like Sun. Oh, I put that in. I was at a party at the weekend, and they said, whenever you read out Colin Brown's name on the list,
Colin Brown, Texture
Like Sun. So I wrote that in there after having a couple of beers in a hope that I would read it out on the show, and there, I've done it. Right. Sorry, Colin Brown. You're going to live with that for the rest of your life now, because every time I hear it now, I'm going to think, Colin Brown, Texture Like Sun, Gas Man, Rocket Man 76, Grey Dragon Claw, Smooth Monkey, Colin Smith, Richard Sawyer, John Tempelli, Jackie Sniper, Gordon Garrow, Safe As Records, Sam Higton, Jonathan Edwards, Fred Fenge, Tom S., Ryan Cobain, and Josh Hunt, the Full Nels crew. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much for supporting the show at patreon.com/TCGS. You can go there and you can look at the tiers and you can pick one of those tiers and you can help support the show. And hey, if you're tight for money and you can't do that, then just tell a friend, man. Just tell a friend.
Go on.
It's like a hippie
piratebay.org. Yeah. Is that still going?
You don't know.
I genuinely don't. I know.
Hey, can you still get those Nintendo ROMs? Can you?
Oh, yeah. If I did want to download them, where would be a good place to? has anyone pirated our stuff, I wonder?
It depends what you mean. There was discs floating about, like in the early days, the Joy-Con stuff, I remember.
Bootlegs.
Yeah, Play Radio stuff was there. There was, there was some bootleg stuff. I remember someone sent in of the Joypod Play Radio UK days, but I've not got a CD player to burn it from now, so it's just a useless bit of plastic in my drawer.
I think I'd just be sort of flattered that anyone would bother, to be honest.
I'm not saying
our shit. I'm just saying.
But Matt Murray's listening to this saying, you've just promoted the Patreon and brought up the idea of, like, pirating it. It's not the best. You wouldn't download a car. Is that true? Did I tell you what I found out recently about those adverts? You wouldn't download a car. Right? I think this is true because I looked it up and I can't remember where I heard this. It must have been on a podcast. If you told me, I'm going to be really upset now because this is not it.
No, I made that up.
Yeah. No, because I'm sure I looked it up and it's true that the company that put that advert together, like, bum, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum, you know that music, bum, bum, dum, ba-dum, ba-dum, they stole that music.
Fucking
and they
hell.
Were sued for using it without having the correct...
I mean, that would not surprise me at all.
I'm almost certain that's true, and I can't remember what pod I heard it on, but it was absolutely brilliant. Yeah, no, so please let that be true. Please don't destroy my dreams.
It's definitely in the category of, like, too funny to research,
it's
isn't
too
it?
Good, it's, isn't yeah, it? Yeah, it's yeah, too yeah, good. Yeah. But I'm sure I looked it up at the time and I went, no, it is true, brilliant. But then that could have been anything. That's the problem with the internet. I don't believe anything anymore. I need to go on that. What's that show with the guy, MMA guy, and the... You know,
oh, Joe Rogan.
That fella. Joe Rogan. I need to go on his show, don't I? And just go, what do you think, Joe?
I don't know what's real anymore, Joe. Well, this is what always makes me laugh. I might have mentioned
just
this before.
Just crying in front of Joe.
Like, do you remember Snopes.com?
Something. Yeah, like, that was my favourite.
Well, again, like, that was like early internet days. It was like, oh, it's like this sort of interesting website where there's like urban myths on it and they sort of... You know, sort of research them and like it's quite interesting and turns out, you know, debunks loads of stuff. And now it's like Snopes.com is like, oh, we're having to fact check the fucking news now. Like that's like that's how dark things have got. That the fun do you eat 8 spiders in your sleep a website is now like, right, this is why CNN's full of shit or whatever. Like it's
I like the ones that you see posted on Facebook and you can clearly see it's photoshopped. Oh, look what's going on here. But that's clearly fake. Anyway, speaking of only true facts, only real facts, you'll notice that James Farley isn't here.
Well, can I stop you there, Dave? Because I have actually received some correspondence that I've been instructed to read out.
Okay, because he's not even messaged me about this, so...
No, I've received a letter dated the 10th of August.
A letter?
Yeah.
Right, Chen wrote it then, because he fucking didn't.
I was thinking probably Rachel did, but we'll see. addressed to David Turner of the Computer Game Show, says...
Why is he sending it to you? He sent it to the wrong place to start with.
Yeah, he's got that wrong. Cease and desist demand. Dear David Turner, I would like to ask you to stop publishing false statements that are damaging to my reputation.
Can I just say, that's the nicest opening to a cease and desist letter of all time. Read that first sentence again. It's too nice.
Cease and desist demand. Dear David Turner, I would like to ask you to stop publishing false statements that are damaging to my reputation. I love it. Might as well be. Cease and desist. Hi, Dave. How's it going? Could you please... he says, I refer to the introduction of a new segment on the Computer Game Show referred to as, quote, Farley Fact. So far you have stated that facts. I, quote, have a pair of pants that are 10 years old and that I, quote, have a third nipple. None of these facts are indeed facts and constitute an attack on my reputation by providing listeners with a false impression, both my personal life and physical appearance.
Can I just say, what false impression are people getting? Even if they're not true... What false impression are people getting? It's exactly the same. You think of James Farley no differently now after these facts.
No one's opinion of him has changed.
And if you do, maybe you're at fault for changing your opinion just because someone's got a third nipple. What about that?
Have a word with yourselves.
Look at yourselves.
He says, this will serve as your legal notice to cease and desist all further actions described above. You are hereby instructed to comply with this letter immediately or face legal sanctions under applicable law. Please give this very important matter the utmost attention. Sincerely, James Farley. And if you're curious, he's actually put his real address at the top.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you Googled it?
No, he sent it to me and he was like, yeah, that's my real address. I don't really know why I did that.
Brilliant. We've got his real address. Yep. Well, we know what... This week's Farley Facts going to be, James Farley lives at... Oh, how have you not street viewed it yet?
That's a really good... maybe I should.
We need to street view it and slowly describe the area on the pod. Oh, how good would that be? If we was on in the next couple of weeks or whatever, we said, oh, James, you know that little shop around the corner with the blue sign and the thing? Just start slowly referencing stuff.
Or do like a GeoGuessr stream, but there were one of the rounds I'm just like, oh, that's James Farley's house.
Well, look, I don't negotiate with terrorists. so, known terrorist
James Farley.
Start this week's show with a Farley fact.
Yep.
That, and this is true. This is genuinely true. I don't know if you've noticed, Sean, but I don't call James Farley James Farlong anymore. Do you remember when I used to do that?
Yeah, I never knew what the origin of that
James
was.
Farlong. It wasn't. It was just a funny way of saying Farley. Okay, it wasn't. And also, far long, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
Well, he got really upset with me once and phoned me after one of the show and said, can you stop calling me that? And I said, why? Yeah. And he went, well, it's not my name. And I went, but who cares? It's only a bit of fun. And he went, just don't do it anymore. And then he hung up. So that is why I don't call James Farley James Farlong anymore.
Had he been drinking?
Had he been drinking?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I would have said no, but have you seen him recently? My word. Very possibly. So that's this week's Farley Facts. Thanks for living it. Should we get... that's really thrown me. I didn't know that letter was coming in, actually. And also, the way my brain works, I'm instantly thinking, oh, I can't believe I put my address on that. It's not his address. It's not his address. He still lives in Canterbury.
Of course, you never moved to Germany.
Oh, no, I don't know why I put that German address. If you put it into Google, I bet it's just a field.
Yeah,
it's an empty field.
Like a castle or something.
Should we get to feedback from last week's show?
Yes.
Sean Bell, your segment of the show is coming
Hello.
Up.
The first bit of feedback comes from Jashields. I don't know if I don't think it's a real name, so I don't think I need to worry about mispronouncing it.
God, that was a lot of internal monologues coming into the show.
A lot of anxiety this week.
Don't say that out loud.
They say, hello chaps, feedback for episode 360 and a lot further back. I'm a new listener of sorts, joined following your Tinykin review.
Hey.
And stumbled into your Tell Me Why and Life is Strange True Colors spoiler casts.
Oh, found myself that's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild, isn't
that's,
it?
That's a vector, isn't it?
Because we really went into Tinykin because we had so much respect for that game. So we went deep dive into Tinykin. and then you're going, I've played Life is Strange. Let me listen to this. Cool. You're an idiot. You never get a chocolate crisp. What are you doing? It's a bit of a...
It's a weird way to get into the show, but I'm grateful really all the same.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, listen to the Tell Me Why in Life is Strange True Colour spoiler cast and found myself laughing and nodding all the way through. I think I need to play the other Life is Strange games just to listen along to yous. Then when Dave said a few weeks back, fucking Maquette, to find the show where you talked about it, and when I did, I found I agreed with everything he's all said. Shitey bollocks about two twats that failed to live up to its premise. So when Dave's like, oh, you really need to play Arcade Paradise, I leapt at it and then spent 2 hours doing virtual laundry with nary a paradise, arcade or not, in sight. What am I doing with my precious minutes left on this hell world? Anyway, a good hit rate on recommendation, slightly ruined by Chores the video game.
Well, just Shields, I mean, I'm sorry I haven't got your exact taste of games down. I mean, this is literally the first I've heard of you, mate.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to know exactly what you want.
It's an unreasonable expectation, isn't it?
Oh, man. Just don't listen to that future unfolding episode. Just avoid that one. At the moment I start talking about that game, just skip that.
That was a strange arc, wasn't it?
It was genuinely fucking brilliant, that game. And it's one of those where I was like, I cannot believe people aren't raving about this. This is insane. I loved it. I'd play it again. I might do it all again on stream.
Yeah, I was going to say, I fucking loved that game
so much.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember the ending. What did you say?
No, so Joe said stream a lot.
Oh, I thought you said, yeah, of course, because you stream a lot. I was like, all right, Sean, that's a bit harsh. I just remember loving that game, and I remember the ending, like, putting a lump in my throat. Like, I got really emotional towards the end, and I was like, this is... Because we played it like 2 months before it came out or something.
That's right.
And I remember going, this is amazing. And then Matt ringing me up and going, have you finished it? I was like, yeah, it's incredible. And I was like, oh no. And then we raved about it and everyone was like, this is shit, David. What are you doing? What are you doing? I was really disappointed with it. But anyway, Arcade Paradise is really good. I'm sorry you didn't get past the... You can stop washing.
I was going to say, you need to just get past the chore stuff, right?
I quite like the chore stuff, so I'm not going to pretend that I didn't.
Okay.
Just to keep him with your shields. Thanks for getting in touch, and thanks for letting us know how you found us, because not enough people do that.
No, they don't, Sean. And I always find it interesting because it's never just like I was on iTunes and I saw it in the charts and I thought I would listen and I liked it. It's never
because we're never in the charts.
Well, yeah, no, yeah, we're always in the fuck. We're absolutely smashing it, mate.
I know we are.
Fuck you, IGN.
Although I did Google, oh god, I'll tell you where my head's at the moment. I need constant. Well, for starters, Joe's away with a kid, so I've got no affection coming my way at all at the moment, and it's killing me. Yeah. You know, I need some form of attention.
Yeah, yeah, but validation.
So I googled today best British gaming podcasts, and there was a list of the 41 best British gaming podcasts. We're not on there. Oh. We're not on there, and I was absolutely fuming. Absolutely fuming.
I couldn't name 41 other British gaming podcasts.
Exactly.
Never mind good ones.
Should you? That's Blue Lou in the chat says you were 42nd. just slipped off the list. Half of them weren't even going anymore. Like, number one was like Crate and Crowbar. That's not still a thing, is it?
I've no idea, actually.
Is it?
I don't know.
Because Crate and Crowbar. And friend... Big Red Barrel, that's gone as well, isn't it?
Yeah, because a friend of the show, Chris Band's a big Crate and Crowbar guy. Well, but he's not mentioned it for years, so let's assume it's gone.
it's all gone. Should we see? CrateandCrowbar.com. We're here. We might as well. Yeah, last one was August the 11th, 2023. Oh, I apologise, Crate and Crowbar.
Well, if maybe Chris should apologise, because he's gone very fucking quiet about it.
Yeah, yeah, he's not a fan no more. I'm so sorry. But Crate and Crowbar is still going, and you can listen at CrateandCrowbar.com. Does that make up for it?
We have implied that they've sort of fallen off the map.
Matt is going to be so pissed off. A Big Red Barrel. Let's see if that one's still going. Do you remember any other British gaming podcasts that we haven't spoken about? Big Red Barrel.
Fuck, no, I can't.
I remember that one. That was an oldie. Their last one was...
yesterday.
I still got a date on it. Host... recent episodes, Big Red Barrel Podcast 131, May 16th, 2018.
Okay.
So, fine. They're done. Whew. Bitsocket's still going, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bitsocket's still going. Game Wank, that's not going anymore. All of these, One Life Left, that's never ends.
Let's not get into that. Shall I read out the next bit of feedback?
They're still getting nominated for GMAs, even though that fucking thing doesn't exist anymore. Do you know what I thought of the other day? You eating the sausage at the GMA and that photo. Because your face was like... It was so funny. This is the callback episode.
Oh, do you remember this thing? Half the audience going, no. No, I don't. Why would...
Two things. Number one, right, with references to stuff that hasn't happened since like 2005.
Yep.
Number two, Matt Murray's sitting there now just going, they're trying to drag it out. Yeah. They have a go at me for that. They're trying to drag it out.
You have a go at me, and as soon as I go, oh, look. What's happening?
Okay, next.
Adam C. says, Ubisoft has an average career score of 69 on Metacritic, whereas Respawn has an average career score of 80. So I don't think I'd be that worried if I were James. Respawn is quality above quantity, whereas Ubisoft has been flooding the gaming space with mediocrity for decades. Well, that's a harsh way of putting it.
I don't know how legit this is. Have you picked up on what this is weird? Why this is weird?
Oh, no. Why is it weird?
I don't want to spell it out.
Okay.
But there's something about this. Well, for starters, we didn't say nice at the Metacritic score that Ubisoft's average.
No.
I genuinely don't think that's a thing. For starters, Ubisoft, if you're saying the average score for an Ubisoft game is 69, whereas Respawn, it's an 80, Ubisoft have released quite a few more games than Respawn. So yeah. I'm not sure that's a fair comparison. I don't know. There's part of me that's thinking this Star Wars game is going to be fucking incredible.
It does look really good.
Visually, it looks incredible, and that's the first thing, right?
Yeah.
And we know that some reviewers are like, it looks good. That's an extra 2 points on that.
Mm-hmm.
It looks incredible. Everyone's itching for the first next-gen game, other than, Horizon Forbidden West looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's waiting for that game where people go, fuck me.
Mm.
This is like next level.
Mm.
And I don't know, man. There's some stuff in those demos that is blowing my mind a little bit. Mm-hmm. Also, it'd be quite funny to see Mac. Who would you prefer to win? What's better for the show first, rather than your personal preference?
I feel... what's better for the show?
Yeah. I think it's James.
Yeah. James getting a tattoo is infinitely funnier.
I think it is infinitely funnier. And because, also, Matt's due a win, right? He is due a win.
And I think, like, because I don't think Matt he's ever won is... Like, I know Matt's sort of getting cold feet, but I think, broadly speaking, he's more up for doing, like, silly things for a joke.
No, see, because I think...
James.
I think James is more comfortable with getting a tattoo than Matt is.
You reckon?
Yeah, I do. Because Matt will worry about it. Whereas James is like, it's on my back, I'm never going to see it, I don't care. Like, I really think he thinks
that's
like
true.
That. Like, it's not a problem for him whatsoever.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Matt's going to be like, oh, but it's not the, you know, the Japanese symbol that I wanted or whatever he's getting. Do you know what I mean?
He needs to get out in front. He needs to get his first tattoo before any of this comes to fruition.
He does. This is like a deadline for him, right?
Yeah.
I cannot wait for the episode where they face off to try and negotiate what tattoo to get.
And I mean,
I did
I
say
don't
as well, listeners, I did say, and I promise you this, right, this is a guarantee, we will do that on the main show. We're not going to do that. This is, the bet was on the main show, the reveal's going to be on the main show, we will have the negotiation on the main show, so we are not going to put that behind a paywall. You're welcome.
I'm also...
You're welcome for that.
Whoever wins, I'm going to do a short film of them getting a tattoo done. Because it's going to be amazing. I mean, there'll be
an... they'll get turned down by anywhere?
You are, sorry. Oh, what? Because it's a bit too silly?
Like, because it's morally wrong.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not tattooing something that someone's done for you for a joke. I'm not doing it. It's against my policy.
It's possible.
Do you reckon we'll have trouble?
It is possible. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see.
Well, then we'll say, well, you're missing out on an audience. Aren't you? Aren't you?
We could do great things for you.
Also, I want to make it clear that it would be very easy for us to contact like the tattooist or whatever and say, give them a temporary one, right? Like, we're not actually going to go through with it. Give them a temporary one.
I don't think it works like that. I don't think you can just get one of those wet ones and just get a little pen and
get a sponge on it and go, no, it's the needle. The needle feels like a sponge.
Yeah, it takes 3 hours. Yeah.
It takes 30 seconds, otherwise it disintegrates. No, you got henna tattoos. You can get henna tattoos, can't you?
Yeah, you can get. Yeah, that's, I don't know how they work though.
Aren't they done with like a special paint and a? I'm sure I've had. Have I had a henna tattoo? I doubt it. They were all the rage back in the day.
Seems like something you would remember. Did you just draw on yourself with a biro and then go, look?
I might have done that. Yeah, that might have been it. I think personally, I kind of want James to get the tattoo, but not in a nasty way towards James.
Mm.
In a more sympathetic way towards Matt, because I think Matt will really struggle with it and James just won't.
Mm.
Someone's just said, get game...
Games Animal Dave Perry to do
Games
it.
Animal Perry.
Shit.
No, not to do it. Just get his, like, logo. God, this is weird, isn't it? We get to talk about Matt and James while they're not here.
And they can't defend themselves.
okay.
I mean, it's like our
personal WhatsApp messages.
I was
going to
say,
in real life.
Can you just talk about the games crowd are going to be fuming this week?
Yeah, don't listen. Also, I've barely played anything this week. Go on.
Cool. Ben says, all right, lads, someone mentioned the warranty on an Xbox controller. I think it was John. He said it was a year, but my pad died within a year. And when I contacted Microsoft, they confirmed the warranty on the pad is for 8 months only. Microsoft also... We'll get to that. Microsoft also does not offer repairs, and the best they could do was offer me one that was on sale on their store. That was actually more expensive than just buying one from Amazon. I was soured by the support and went with an 8-bit DO Ultimate controller instead. The features on this pad, including Hall Effect sticks, sold me in a few months of use. I'm chuffed with it. I'm based in Oregon. Oregon? It's Oregon, isn't it? I don't know why I said it like it's a shape.
Oh, okay.
By way of London, big up the Finchley crew. So I'm not sure of warranty differences by region. I won't be buying an Xbox pad until they change this. Love you, Ben. Yeah.
You've got to be right. You've got. I'm sure it's a year on all electronic.
In the UK, it is. Yeah, UK and EU. I think pretty much everything has to have like a year's warranty in it. But in America, there's no protection on that.
Really?
Because I'm sure I heard once that like even you buy like a console and they only have to offer you like 3 months warranty or something.
That's mental.
Yeah, really shocking.
So like also in the UK, beyond the warranty, you've got consumer rights. Mm-hmm. And if you can prove that the life of your controller, your expected life of controller is over a year, you can still go back to where you bought it from and get replaced there. It's just not many people do that because that's pretty mad. Like, I mean, you've got like I bought this 3 years ago and I was expecting it to last 3.5 years. You know, it's you might get a little bit of kickback on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you've got your look into that. Mm. Look into all that. The fine print. Yeah. But that's
in,
mad.
In
if you can't
Oregon.
Do that in America. How
in
is
America,
that fair?
Dave.
How is
too
that fair?
Too busy surfing. And
skateboarding,
yeah,
telling people to not have a cow.
Just don't do it, guys. Whatever you do, do not
don't
have, a
have
cow.
That cow.
Don't do it.
Do not have it. Please do eat some shorts, though. Sorry.
Sorry, but yeah, basically, Ben, what we're saying is you got to come back to bloody London, mate.
Where everybody where you, knows your name.
Yep, and you can get a free Xbox pad. The last bit of feedback comes from the Muffin Man. He just says, hello, lads.
Muffin Man?
Yeah. Do you know him?
Okay, that's the worst response to that ever. There's people. You completely broke what the thing was.
I thought we were trying to do
it. It's Sean. You know the thing, right?
Yeah, I know the thing. I just thought it'd be funny to do. Try and do it in like a natural way.
Right, but you just broke like 90% of people's brains then. Because you hear that, the Muffin Man, and you know what's coming next.
Yeah,
do you know him? Right, so that's the clip I'm going to use on TikTok this week. do you know what was really funny? Was I watched Shrek 1 with the boys last week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They'd never
How's
seen
that?
It. Because Charlie was like... I never watched it with Harry for some reason, but Charlie was scared of Shrek when he first watched it as a kid, right? So he wouldn't watch it.
Yeah.
Now he's a little bit older. We tried again, and he was into it, right? And he loved it. But when it got to that bit... have you heard the Muffin Man? You know, the Muffin Man! When it got to that bit... Harry was like, he looked at me, he was like, what the fuck? What? But this is old. How did the, what? How is this in this? And I'm like, yeah. Where do you think it cut off? To sit down, listen, man. And I'll tell you something. This is probably a controversial opinion. Oh, my God, the people that want us to talk about games. I remember watching it going, oh, there's this bit in Shrek that's really good. And then getting to the end and going, oh, no, all the bits that I was saying were really good is actually in Shrek 2. So we have to watch that at some point. not watching Shrek the Third. Should we get on with the show?
I've never seen a Shrek.
You've never seen a Shrek?
Never seen a Shrek.
What do you think it's about?
He is an ogre. I know that.
Yeah.
I guess he makes friends. Does he he fancies a princess? Is she human at first, and then turns into an ogre, or was she? You know, I don't know.
But do you not know the world it's set in?
No.
Like everything's fairy tales. Everything. Right. Why am I telling you Shrek? Sorry, someone's put Shrek calls
Shrek
in the chat.
Calls, let's go.
Right. Okay.
So I just put Shrek on now, and we'll just live stream it and commentate over it.
We're never going to be allowed to do this again, Sean.
No, we're not. I'm going to ban us. So the Muffin Man says...
What did the Muffin Man say, yeah?
Hello, lads. Just thought I'd write in...
Sorry, God.
I knew he did it again just to upset people. Just thought I'd write in to tell you that me and my mates down at Drury Lane think you're doing a bang-up job. We enjoy gathering around the old Bluetooth speaker and listening to your top bants as we make our zucchini muffins. Don't change a thing. I think you might change that last sentence after hearing this episode, the Muffin Man.
Oh, God. Don't change a thing other than don't ever let those two do it on their own again.
Other than everything you're doing now.
Could you imagine if we had our guests on? They just sat there the
I'm glad
time.
None of them could make it.
Well, this is going on. They're just like, is this like this every week? Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. Do you think there's just the image of gathering around a Bluetooth speaker to listen to this podcast? Do you think anyone does that?
What's the image you got in your head?
Just like, if I don't know if it's like a workplace or
inside
or
outside. What are you thinking?
Inside. Like a workshop table. Or something.
Yeah, that's sort of what I think. Like those old school wooden tables that you'd see in lodges.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, with those. Yeah, with the same type of wood, like that's been like chipped away at as a chair, and everyone's sitting there by candlelight, but for some reason have got Bluetooth speakers. Do you reckon they ever do that? No, I don't think anyone's ever done that. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where. You've been in a car and someone's put a podcast in. Fucking hate it.
Because...
You're like, this is your world. This isn't my world.
Yeah, and you feel like you can't talk because you're interrupting. It's not like you've just got music on and you just talk over it.
No, listen to this bit. Okay, yeah. All right. Fucking hell.
We've, like, occasionally, if we're on, like, a really long drive, and, like, we've chatted for, like, the first hour, 90 minutes, whatever.
Yeah.
I might just be like, should I just stick, like, I'll stick, like, an hour-long pod... Like, say the journey's, like, 4 hours, right? Like, right, we talk for an hour. Should I put an hour-long podcast on, and then we'll carry on talking for the rest? Like, but it has to be, like, an agreed-upon thing, right? It can't
with
just be, like...
Who are you having that conversation with?
Usually, like, with New or whatever.
Joe would just go, no. I'm not listening to, like, no.
It has to be something that, like, I know she likes, or I think she really would. Like, I would never just put on something that's only of interest to me.
Just episodes of TCGS. I put a headphone in sometimes because Joe always falls asleep in the car, so I'll just put a headphone in and listen to. I don't. That's not. Is that illegal? I don't think it is. That's all right, isn't it?
It might not be legal.
I just grass myself up.
Yeah.
Just I always only wear a single headphone, so that's all right, isn't it? Near half of the
probably get some of those bone conductive ones, so you can still hear everything around you.
Those. Do you know the first time I experienced those in lollipops?
In lollipops.
Did you ever see them when they come out? Yeah, like Chopper Chops.
Oh, and you could bit it.
You held your teeth on the lolly and you pressed the button, and like a Rugrats voice was in your head.
Yeah,
that was
I
weird.
Had. You
saw them in an airport.
You know Mogwai, the band. As a piece of merch, they sold like a little music box. You turn the thing, and it would play the tune from one of the songs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not many songs have much of a fucking tune, but you know what I mean?
Oh, that's shown them.
Can't fucking dance to it, can you?
I've got a Queens of Stone Age one, then.
Oh, nice. Well, have you ever put that between your teeth and then done it? It sounds incredible.
Sean.
It's amazing. Do it. It's amazing.
Well, I'm not doing that.
Well, do it. You have to do it on air, but do it later.
Do it at home. I'm not doing that, Sean. I'm not eating music boxes.
You don't have to eat it. Just place
what
it.
What if you suddenly swallow it, and then when you're jiggling around, you're hearing that creepy.
And then you go, you go into A&E, and the doctor's like, "Were you talking to Sean Bell?"
Fucking... I told him. I think it's an epidemic. Is it an epidemic when that happens a lot?
Yeah. I'd say yes.
Okay,
right. I feel like by now we should have all learned the difference between an epidemic and a pandemic because we've had one of them.
I think by now we should be talking about video games, Sean. How about that?
No. All right.
Should we get on to
do the news?
Please do the news.
If you want to leave us feedback, go to TCGS.
What the fuck is this
episode? I mean, we're definitely getting some feedback after this.
What are we going to call it? Who's doing the artwork? What's that going to look like?
The artwork? Do we have to do artwork?
Well, Matt does it, doesn't he?
Matt's fuming.
Again, this is another thing that our listeners would have seen by now.
We haven't actually asked Matt if he's able to upload the show and stuff. I've assumed I'll do the edit, but...
Right, do the edit.
Do the edit.
I reckon you say you do the artwork, but the artwork is just white background, black text, TCG episode, whatever. What you do is you write it on a piece of paper, then take a photo of it with your phone and tweet that with the thing. I don't know about uploading it. Matt will help us with that.
That'd be fine. We'll sort it out.
Yeah.
The first news item is that Forza Motorsport is not going to have split-screen play at launch due to, quote, heavy investment in graphics. what is also a shame, though, I mean, that was the headline. But also, there's some other stuff that isn't going to be in it at launch. So are you aware of this featured multiplayer thing?
No.
I mean, this may have been a thing in other Forzas. I've just not been aware. Okay. But it's basically per Eurogamer. So it says it's a new mode. There we go. I probably should have picked up on that and not asked you if it was in the other games.
That's okay. You corrected yourself. I'm all about that.
So it's a new
mode.
You
hold your hands up and
it's
say...
It's a new mode. A new mode which aims to recreate a race weekend experience. So races, basically there'll be a series of races that take place at specific times, which sounds cool, but I've got children, Dave, and so have you, so we're not going to do this.
It says recreate a weekend racing experience. Does it mean someone cooler comes into the front room and puts the football on? Is that how it works? Come on, eh?
But you're not going to be able to spectate in those matches, and you're not going to be able to race with AI either, apparently, which, I mean, whatever, but I feel like the spectating thing seems odd.
What do you mean?
Well, because if the whole point is you're recreating this like race weekend thing, what if you just want to watch some of it? Is that weird?
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of games like that where you can't do that. You know, that is something we've spoken about a lot with FIFA, because we play a lot of pro clubs. It kills us when, like, four of you turn up for pro clubs. You start playing, 10 minutes into the game, someone else turns up, and they've just got to wait in the lobby.
Wouldn't it be wicked
if they could just join and watch us, you know, and cheer us on from the sidelines? But they can't do that. And I think that's kind of... it would be crazy if you could just, like, watch... spectate your friends do that, I guess, but
yeah.
I don't know. Okay,
on live, mate. Gone but not forgotten.
Yeah, that's where it was at.
But yeah, I mean, the split screen thing, not a huge surprise. As Forza Ever, when did it last have split screen? I've only played the Horizon games, so I never expected it. And yeah, I never expected it to have split screen.
You would expect that the last game did, based on this new story.
I guarantee that. Be weird to.
I do think it sucks, because I had fond memories as a kid playing racing games with my brother, like serious racing games, like on in split screen and stuff. However, I just don't know if that's still a thing. I would imagine that it is, but I can't guarantee that. I don't know if that actually happens. This the weird thing is that Harry and Charlie are such a big age gap, you know, it's 5 years between them. That when it comes to multiplayer gaming, they are not playing split screen games against each other, because that would end in an argument 100% of the time. That's not a thing. But you would imagine that this is gonna. It's just one of those things. How much effort can they put into something that's only going to be used by like 0.1% of their audience? You know?
That's the thing, isn't it? Yeah, they know how many people use this sort of functionality typically. And we talked about the stuff with Baldur's Gate 3 and the Series S and stuff. Like, basically, Larian Studios have said that, you know, the Series S can't handle the split screen play that the game has. And that's why it's not coming out on the Xbox yet. But obviously, on the one hand, you can say, well, fucking GoldenEye had split screen play, but. It's like split screen play has always been a pain in the ass, because having to view any 3D space from more than one viewpoint completely undoes loads of like clever optimization stuff, right? So it's always been difficult. I don't know. Neither of us are equipped to comment on whether or not it's any harder now than it used to be, I suppose. And you do wonder, is it like, how much of this is like, you can have split screen play, but it's going to look much worse, and we don't want footage getting thrown around at launch of it looking worse and running badly.
I'm not so sure about that, because take Mario Kart for an example. That is a game that significantly takes a nosedive when you're playing more than two players. You know, it drops down to 30 frames. It doesn't look like resolution drops down, obviously. But I think those playing split screen are not worrying about how amazing it looks. You know what I mean?
That's true, because they're already sacrificing half the pixels to someone else's
screen. I just think maybe it is really way more trouble than it's worth when they look at how many people actually use that feature. It's like, why are we piling development into getting this running when it's going to have a real small impact?
Yeah, it's weird because, like, with, I'll get onto it in a bit. With Baldur's Gate, like I do know quite a few people who are co-oping it with someone in the same room. Statistically, I don't know how significant that is, but anecdotally, like, I know people who are using that. Right. It does sound like really good fun as well, but yeah, I don't know. But yeah, yeah, in the case of Forza,
We saw a video to, again, you know, it's pro clubs, it's FIFA, but we saw a video of a pro clubs team all playing in the same room together on tons of tellies and loads. And I was like, oh my God, we have to do that at some point. That has to be done at some point. Mm-hmm. It's just too good. Mm-hmm. One day. Okay, shame. No split screen. Forza.
No split screen. Out. Rockstar, they make the old Grand Theft Auto. They've hired a team of modders who they're called CFX.RE. And basically they run a bunch of mods with regard to like role-playing servers for GTA 5.
Yeah.
And have previously clashed with Rockstar. I think they've been like, previously like banned from playing the game and stuff.
Oh, really? I didn't know there was a history of bad blood between them.
Yeah. But they've now been brought in house. So I don't know if this means that, like, I don't know if CFX.RE was like a legal entity that could be bought, or if they've literally just given
hired
them jobs.
People. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure.
I hope they've realised how good that is, because it's been a thing since GTA 4, I think. The in-depth role-playing stuff. I think so. I could be wrong there. Mm-hmm. And you watch some of the stuff. It's so good. It's so good. I mean, they're doing it in Red Dead 2 as well. I watch a lot of David Earl's streams, and he does lots of GTA. Well, recently he's been getting into GTA role playing and Red Dead role playing and stuff like that. And the amount of effort it goes in. So I was watching him do Red Dead the other day, and he's walking down a corridor and he's hearing muffled voices like behind the door, and he opens the door and then you can hear the people talking, like, and they're talking like. But so it's actually factored that in. It's put that effect on their voices to sound like it's coming through the door, all that sort of stuff. And just like I've seen, there's some people, and it's really funny as well. I've seen some, like, people role playing as police. I've seen people role playing as gang members and all that sort of stuff. There's loads of it on TikTok, and I just think this is too good. It would be a shame if Rockstar hired these people so that it had a negative impact on that community. You know, if they hired them to shut it down, essentially.
Like when oil companies buy green energy tech and shelve it.
I'm just thinking, I'm hoping Rockstar say, do you know what? Let's bring that side of GTA to GTA 6.
Well, but yeah,
make it
apparently
more available, right?
Apparently there had been rumours that GTA 6 was going to have like official role-playing support.
Right.
And obviously this is just adding fuel to the fire.
Yeah, good. That would be brilliant. Yeah. Because, really, I mean, I would give it a go, but the problem is it's just I can't on my current setup, and you can't play it on console. So if they bring that stuff to console, I'd love to see what that's like. I'd love to see what it's like. The problem is it's just really expensive to run, obviously. And, yeah, if you want in on these servers, you have to pay a monthly charge, I believe.
Right, I see.
But, I mean, if Rockstar have come to their senses and gone, no, this could be something amazing here, which it could be, because I genuinely think that GTA, if we're going to get one of these things become, you know, the oasis from Ready Player One, I think the closest we've got to that at the moment is GTA from the stuff that I've seen. Do you know what I mean? There's people living their new lives in there and doing their things and... Yeah, I mean, it's so funny. If you've not looked into it, definitely watch YouTube videos all over TikTok or whatever. There's some really funny stuff. And as I said, David O on Twitch, watch his stuff, because he's just finding that world. So that helps. You know, he's not like someone that's been streaming it for years. So he's going through the process of fucking about and then, you know, getting into trouble because he's fucking about and all that sort of stuff. It's really good. Yeah.
Cool.
It's cool stuff. I really do hope that they're taking that on board, because, yeah, that's good. I like it a lot.
Overwatch 2 is on Steam now. Hooray! However,
I can't remember it come out.
It's also the worst rated game on all of Steam.
Why is that? Because of how woke it is.
Probably, yeah. Well, everyone hates it, don't they? Everyone's just yeah. I don't even know. Like at this point, I couldn't even tell you what the changes were. All I remember is it came out, and I was like, apparently I have Overwatch 2 when I previously had Overwatch. And it's just, yeah, and it's just for whatever reason, it's been a massive flop. Well, but to be fair, it's peaked at around 75,000 players, apparently. So obviously it can't be total shit.
No, but it would have been unthinkable back in the day. Do you remember like the first 6 months after Overwatch came out, and it was like, no, this is gaming now for the rest of time.
Mm-hmm.
I saw through it, Sean. I saw through it. I wasn't a fan. It knocked out Titanfall 2. That didn't help.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Weird trajectory that game series has been on, isn't it?
Very. Yeah.
It was massive for ages as well. Mm-hmm. And then it dropped off. And then they released Overwatch 2.
Because they dropped. We didn't mention it on the show because it's not really our wheelhouse. But Overwatch League got dropped as well. So that was like So that was your official big esports tournament. So they've been that.
Okay.
And useful context from Louis P in the chat. So apparently a lot of the complaints on Steam are from China due to Blizzard pulling out of China and closing all accounts for all of their games, which is fair enough. That's a bit strong.
I don't know why they did that. Why did they do that, though?
I have no idea.
Might be for legit reasons, right?
Yeah.
Who knows? That is a strange game. Very strange game. And one that I never really got into in the first place, but I know a lot of people did, and it was really weird when they went all quiet and then no one mentioned it when they launched the sequel.
Yeah, really strange. And they've abandoned the PvE stuff, which apparently was the reason that it had to be Overwatch 2. Like, it couldn't just be another expansion or a patch or whatever.
They've got rid of that altogether.
Yeah, they've abandoned it, apparently.
All right. Overwatch.
So, you know, if you were looking forward to that, just play Exoprimal instead. It's better.
All right. There he goes. Sean with his cutting opinion. he is.
Bungie have confirmed that Keith David is going to be taking over as the voice of Commander Zavala. Because obviously Lance Reddick passed away earlier this year. It still doesn't feel great. Still don't really see how the universe allowed that, to be honest. Not happy about it.
It's almost as if the universe is a piece of shit, isn't it?
It's almost as if it doesn't care and it's just random. It's just, you know, molecules smashing into each other.
That's scaring the shit out of me, actually. Please don't say shit like that. I'm going through some stuff in my head recently, and that just really made me go nuts. Just for a split second, I saw myself on top of a rock spinning into eternity, and I was like, I don't like that.
No, so thank you. For that. No cosmic awareness for me, please. Keith David's going to take over. I mean, it'll be interesting. I can't even imagine how that feels, right, to fill another actor's shoes in that way.
Sure.
And I think it's obviously different with games, right? TV shows or films or whatever. I don't know why I said TV shows like that. TV shows.
Because you're nearly 40. Television programs.
It's easy to write a character out, right? Whereas with something like Destiny, I feel like it's harder to do that.
It's easy to write. No, what makes you say that?
Well, because that character supports like systems and activities and stuff that still exist in the game, right?
Right.
So you'd have to replace, if you were to replace the character with another character, you'd be like, well, hang on a minute. How do we explain why this new character is like taking over?
They did with Mass Effect 3.
Oh, God, yeah.
What about the people where they all died? Yeah. I'll just put the same character in, but with a different name.
Yeah, he looks, has the similar motivations exactly and appearance. Like
Hey, you remind me of such and such. Do I? I don't know who that is. Let's move on with the story now, please.
But yeah, like, does Destiny
have done this before, though, haven't they?
Well, I was going to say, yeah, because that like other actors have been replaced in Destiny, and I didn't fucking notice. Genuinely.
Oh, you noticed when old Dink.
Oh God, yeah, no, that was completely, yeah, that was very much like, please do a completely different version of this character. But like, yeah, so some of the other characters changed voice actors, and I genuinely never even clocked. I had no idea. I was like, oh right, shit. So does Keith David try and do Lance Reddick's voice? Do you know what I mean? Or is he just like, no, I'm just going to do.
Is it iconic?
Pretty iconic. Yeah.
Is it like really iconic in the game?
Yeah. But then
I don't think you do. No, I don't think you do. Yeah. I don't think you try and imitate that voice, because A, I think that's offensive, and B, I think that's a pressure.
Yeah.
That the voice actor, if I was working on that game, I would not ask that actor to do that.
Yeah.
I would say, do it your way. Mm. It's fine. They're aware of the situation. Mm. It's publicly known that the voice actor for this character has passed away. Mm-hmm. Fans of the series would understand. Do not try and do his voice. That's insane.
Because it's weird, isn't it? Like, if someone just leaves the project because they've got other stuff on, or they want too much money or whatever, it's not disrespectful to be like, right, well, let's get someone else in who sounds exactly the same. But when someone has died, it's weird to be like, please do exactly what they did. It's weird, isn't it?
We don't want anyone to reflect on that. No, it's weird.
You're talking about when one of us dies?
When one of us dies? Yeah.
There's no replacing us,
who
mate.
Would we get?
All one of a kind.
I think we could replace you. We just got to find, there's plenty of people.
No one else looks like this, mate. This is,
they like it. I think it's weird, isn't it? Because I think, everywhere I look, I see Sean Bells.
Yeah.
It's, do you remember that period I went for a period? That, the bowling guy with the afro. I was like, oh my God, this looks so much like Sean Bell. Yet the key features are nothing like Sean Bell. Yet it's Sean Bell.
Yeah.
Like, that was the weirdest. If you search, I wonder if you search bowling afro.
Surely not.
Bowling afro.
Surely that's too vague.
Is that all you need to do? No, I've found him. Yeah, Kyle Troop, his name is. Kyle Troop. Oh, so that's KyleTroup. It looks like Sean Bell. It looks like you so much, Sean. It's absolutely nuts.
Oh, that's a lot.
But
now,
just you and an afro. Oh, he got dreads after that.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, there I am. That's me. That is how my hair used to grow, when it used to grow.
I know. It's you.
Yeah.
It's Collie. And he's really good at bowling as well, to be fair. Okay. What will we talk about?
I don't know. Should I do the next?
Sort of giving up.
Lance Reddick RIP. Nintendo has applied for a load of patents relating to Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
They're trying to. Why would they do this after the fact?
Yeah, I didn't really know that was allowed.
No, I'm pretty sure it's allowed. It's just weird. Yeah. Is the binding effect one of them?
I'm reading it now. I probably, you know,
okay.
If James was here, he'd have, you know.
James, I would have ripped the shit out of you if this was you. Fair enough. You're going to come on the show in a couple of weeks and go, why didn't you have a go at Sean for not reading the news? You're absolutely right. But the problem is, it's only me and him, so it'd be really awkward if I just
fell out
to Sean now for 10 minutes. Yeah. If Sean went quiet like you do when I take the piss out of you, James, then we're fucked at this point. Go on.
So, per gamesindustry.biz, the patent applications cover a variety of gameplay mechanics and technology, such as the limits of Link's ultra hand ability or the game's method for calculating the speed and physics of moving vehicles. Another patent has been applied to the loading screen.
That makes sense.
The loading screen used when Link fast travels between destinations, described as, quote,
that is pretty good.
It is good. I don't know if it's worth painting, you know. But yeah, described as, quote, a game processing method capable of enriching game presentation during a waiting period in which at least part of the game processing is interrupted. I.e. giving you something to watch while there's a loading screen. I think that's what that says, right?
Do you remember what was it? Was it the PS2? Mm. When the PS2 launched, or was it when the PS1 launched, where they were like, loading screens, mate, forget that. You'll be playing Pac-Man during loading screens. Do you remember that?
Yeah. You could load a game while the game loads.
Yeah, it's like Ridge Racer. I'm sure it's Ridge Racer. Mm-hmm. And they went, play Pac-Man while it's loading. Mm-hmm. And you were like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's That's a good idea. Why are they not? Oh, because we haven't got loading screens anymore, Nintendo.
That's true.
I mean, it sums up Nintendo trying to patent a loading screen when Xbox and Sony barely have
them anymore. Yeah. Not really a thing anymore.
So the loading screen, for those of you that haven't played it, it shows you where you are in the map, then it slowly transitions to where you're going in the map, and then you launch into the game.
It is quite cool.
If you want to patent that, that's fine. It is quite cool, but you forget after... Like, I mean, you don't look at it, do you? You pick your phone up and put TikTok on for a couple of vids before you get there. So it's not exactly, you know, the best thing. My favourite is the fucking FIFA loading screen at the moment. Because what it does, it puts you in a little mini game.
Oh, yeah.
So what it does, like, you launch a game, and then suddenly your player, there's a shot from behind your player, and there's the goal up ahead of you, and you're in the training ground, and you have some shots on goal. But the game loads so quickly now that it loads to that and then goes away and starts the game. And you're like, what's the point in
just
that?
Just take it out then, guys.
Exactly.
Yeah, apparently they've also tried to copyright the recall ability, which I barely used when I played that game.
I used it quite a bit.
Did you? I saw loads of people doing really clever stuff. I don't know, for whatever reason, moment to moment, it just never occurred to me to use it.
Getting up in the clouds was one of the best ways of doing it, with the falling rocks. Yeah. That was fine. And also, yeah, I used it in combat a lot.
Did you?
Someone throws something at me, you just throw it, just do right that and then send it back. Yeah. It goes right back down.
I was too stupid for that.
Also, it was really good for... I tell you what it was really good for. In the shrines, when you fucked up a puzzle.
Oh, yeah,
you should be like, oh, I've sent that over there, and now it's over there. Yeah. But you can, the range on it's really far, so you can just go, oh, I'll just bring it back here and try that again. So, yeah, you did fuck up there, didn't you, Sean?
Did. The Pokemon Company are having a fucking word with themselves about the... So basically, obviously, we all know by now that the release schedule they've had has just been absolutely ridiculous. They've been firing out Pokemon games, and we are really seeing, you know, when Arceus came out, everyone's like, ah, it's a bit wobbly, but it feels like a sort of interesting, very fun sort of B-tier experiment. And, you know, when Violet and Scarlet come out, that's going to be fucking amazing. And then Violet and Scarlet were even more broken.
It was a disaster, wasn't it?
Yeah, technically, yeah. Like, really, really fucked. I mean, you know, I know people who enjoyed it despite the issues, but there was some really... Like, I mean, performance was one thing. And the fact that you could run at double speed by plugging another controller in. Just weird shit like that.
Right.
So, yeah, basically, the Pokemon Company... So they are having internal conversations about their release schedule and the impact it's having on the staff and the quality of the work. Because it is incredible, like, when you consider that the Switch has had... So you had Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee, Sword and Shield, plus the expansion, plus Legends Arceus, and Scarlet and Violet, and now the DLC for that. That's on one console. That's insane.
Yeah, that's a lot, yeah.
For a console that's been out, what, 5 years now? Is it 5 years?
What, the Switch?
Yeah. Was it more than that?
No. 2000... No, not 2007. What am I talking about? When did we start this podcast?
I don't know. Last week.
No, it would have been... So, I was born in 2012, I think.
2017, says Ryan.
2014.
Says Ben.
Oh, 2017.
Says
okay.
Everyone in the chat's just throwing out numbers.
Right, 6 years. 6 years old. Okay. 6 years old.
So, yeah. That's a lot. That's a lot of games for one. I mean, however big the studio is, that's a lot.
Louis P says 1993. Nice. It wasn't 1993, Louis. And you should know that because you were trying to flog the things back then to us all at a discounted rate. Yeah. that's how it works.
Telling you which car boot to go to get a cheap SNES.
that's a really niche joke that only three people would get. Where did you sit with Arceus? Where did you?
Oh, I really enjoyed it.
That because it,
yeah, really.
Yeah, I heard it was really good, but then James come along with his negativity. But so was he? Because I think he really enjoyed it up until he had to try and catch them all.
Well,
and
then he didn't have this. He put that on himself.
No one made him do that.
So I don't think I don't think he can blame the game for that. Yeah, but yeah, he had a really good time. Yeah, up until he finished it, and then was like, right, now I need to completely fill the Pokédex.
I think what's happened. Do you want my theory?
Yes.
Pokemon Go was like a cultural phenomenon. Mm. It was huge.
Mm. Still is. I think. Still is.
Yeah, yeah, still is. And I think they thought, if we can get games out there, Pokemon games, let's really drive at Pokemon games, because at least we're selling them for £60 a pop and not like a free app that you might buy some things. I'm sure they make a lot of money on Pokemon Go, but to sell £60 a pop with that sort of audience.
Yeah.
And they probably pushed too hard. They got greedy and they went for it, and then they've taken a couple of fumbles.
And I think especially because Arceus took a few things from Pokemon Go as well. Like, just in terms of...
Right.
Like, in Arceus, you're encouraged to... You're basically just sprinting around catching fucking hundreds of the fuckers. Right? But like, it's not... You know, with the other games, it's like, right, you caught this one Pokemon... Don't really need another one of the same. Why would you? Whereas Arceus is like, no, keep catching them. Like, it's all like adds to your research and
don't
stuff.
Don't you feed the Pokemon? If you've got two of the same Pokemon, don't you feed one to the other to make them evolve?
No. Sounds gross.
I thought that's what you do. You've got like two Pikachu, and then the one with the higher level, you feed the one with the lower level to the higher level, and then it becomes Pikachu. Whatever,
no,
make a Pika
Man
or whatever.
I don't think that's ever been a thing. You, what? You're right, Dave.
That's what I thought the game was.
No, the Pokemon evolves just when they reach like a certain level or whatever.
Yeah, but you've got to level them up, and you level them up by fighting.
Yeah.
And then you feed the same Pika Man.
No, you don't feed Pokemon to each other. I can't, for everyone listening, I don't know if he's winding me up or if he's genuinely...
I thought that was the thing. I thought the Squirtle with the...
He can eat a baby Squirtle and then he gets stronger.
Yeah, and then he comes like, what do they call the Super Mega... The Squirtle. The big, what's they called? The Squirtite. The Squirtle. What are the big ones called? What's the big one? The one that... Because then you get cannons on his back.
And then Blastoise.
That's it. Yeah. Which one's the one with the cannons on his
back?
That's
Blastoise.
Right. Yeah. How many Squirtles?
How many kids does he have to
That's
eat?
That's the question I've got. What are you laughing at? That's
it's just the way you've really stuck by it. It does tickle me.
I just thought that's what it was. I'll be honest with you. I just thought that's what it was.
Okay, fair enough.
And then people go, why would they do that? That's really horrible. Well, why would you capture a wild animal
and make them fight each other? In a bid to bond with them.
And I'm pretty sure I'm the only guy on the internet that's pointed out that wild... observation.
Yep.
Also, Sean, Mario eating mushrooms.
What's that all about, eh? What's going on there?
He gets bigger and he sees...
Is he really gaining powers drugs, or is he just, you know...
Yeah, spits it out, baby.
Makes you think.
Is that it for the news?
Thank God, yes.
Thank God. That was fun.
It was fun, yeah.
I've got nothing to talk about in what you've been playing. No? I mean, I've been playing Disney Illusion Island still. I've not completed it. I'm still fucking loving it.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those games that people are playing it and just going, what the fuck are you raving about, David? I don't get it. And then I'm also worried that maybe I've got the touch of the Disney, brainwashing from when we went to Euro Disney this year. Mm. Maybe it's that. I think it is so beautifully animated and so fun to play. Mm. That I can't imagine anyone not enjoying it.
It's funny,
and
isn't it?
I know people haven't enjoyed it because they've written bad reviews about it.
It's funny, isn't it? Because it's obviously it's got Disney characters in it. I reckon a lot of people will be like, oh, you know, obviously it's beautifully animated, as you would expect. It's like, well, no, Disney didn't make it, right? That's the developer independently being really good at animation. That's not like Disney don't be like, oh, we're making a Mickey Mouse game, we'll just fly in the fucking animators and we'll take care of that for you. Like, that's not a given that it looks and and moves beautifully. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's
no. No, and there's so many stuff, there's so much stuff in it. Checkpoints, the little beards or whatever. Mm-hmm. You look at it and you're going, oh my god, that's like the most Disney thing I've ever seen. I can't honestly this is the team that did Battletoads, apparently. The reboot of Battletoads. Yeah. Absolutely fucking nailed this. Like, I'm serious. They absolutely fucking nailed it. It looks...
Because was that the Battletoads remake? Was that bad? Or was that just everyone going, Battletoads has always been shit,
I never played it. And the only person we relied on who did play it was James Farley. And you know what he's like?
I do.
You know,
met him.
Influenced, isn't he? He's influenced, that boy. Yeah. He sways... he's completed Illusion Island.
Has he?
And we've already had a couple of interesting discussions about it.
Oh, right.
Privately.
Is he being miserable?
No. Okay. But the amount of times he said that, and I'm like, save it. Talk about that on the show. Do you remember Stray, when that came out?
I do.
Yeah. I've got a feeling there's going to be a similar chat.
Well, about whether it's got star sections. Game.
We sort of, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about it when he comes back. I don't want to talk for him, but we'll talk about it when he comes back.
Sorry, I'll send us another letter.
I've still not done it in co-op yet, which was sort of a big selling point when that game came out. But I'm really enjoying just flying about the stage and doing the little challenging platform stuff, bits and pieces. And the story's not great. Mm. And, you know, it's not exactly breaking any new ground. But seriously, if you just want to chill out for like 5 to 6 hours, in fact, actually, I'm probably up to 7 or 8 now on your Switch, and it runs beautifully on that thing, which I can't say about many games these days. Yeah. But I don't even know if it's out on anything else. Is it out on anything else?
I think it might just be Switch and PC, but I'm not checking, so who knows?
Yeah, Illusion Island, I think... Oh, my God, it's getting so badly rated everywhere. It's another one where I'm just thinking, am I wrong? Because I don't think I'm wrong. Every time I boot it up, I've got a smile on my face and I really enjoy it. So, it's Nintendo Switch only, according
Blimey.
To... Google, according to Google...
Thing, that's true. Like,
we've been caught out by
Well,
that
we haven't.
A fair few times.
James has.
Oh, yeah, James has been caught out by that a fair few times. I don't know. Ryan in the chat is saying Dave's coming out to bat for a 6 out of 10. And I think it's better than that, but I think that's what I'm doing. I think that's what's going to happen. Mm. And then Scientologists have said 6 out of 10 is good. We know it's not. I know it's above average. But no one thinks that. If a game gets 6, everyone goes, ooh. If Starfield got a 6...
That would be right, bad.
People aren't going, oh, so it's good then. I really like it. So, I mean, you know, if you've not played... This is the problem. There's too many caveats. Mm-hmm. If you've not played a Metroidvania before, then why not give it a go? Mm-hmm. Is what I'm going to say to that. Right, the only other game I've played is a hit new indie game that's taken the world by storm, Sean. It's called Fall Guys.
Whoa.
we were playing last night, and my friend Chris turned around and said, do you want a game of Fall Guys? And I was like, yes, I fucking do. Oh, I said, but I've got to get it installed. And I looked at my games, I was like, it's still installed, Chris. I don't know why. I haven't had the heart to delete it yet. And we played Fall Guys, and I was reminded about how brilliant that game is and how weirdly quiet it's gone.
I think it's still big, right? I think it's just maybe we're not the audience for it.
We did not have any problems getting a game.
Yeah.
You know, full game was still playing. The new game modes were really fun. I went through the usual frustrations of, you know, instantly, the first game we played, we were on the edge of our seats trying to, because we were playing duos, on the edge of our seats trying to get to the end of the level and just going, I've finished, where are you? We've got to do a stream of that.
Yeah.
We've got to do a stream of it. Because honestly, the way I always prefer to play it is if there's like 4 of you, you don't play the squad mode, you play, maybe you do a couple of squad mode games or whatever, but you play against the 4 of you so that you're all in the same game, and then once you're out you spectate one of the people that's like left in from your team, you know, because if you all get through to the final, how fucking fun is that going to be? You fighting it off for the crown at the end.
We should do that.
Fall Guys is still going and it's still really fucking good.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, play more of it. Because I played it again, I don't know, it must have been like 2-3 months ago, just because Isaac wanted to see something new. He's so fucked, like, I mean, he's spoiled anyway, but it's for some reason, it's especially funny to me that he just, whenever I turn the Xbox on, he just assumes there is a new game out for him to see.
Really?
Yeah. Because, like, between Game Pass and then, like, you know, sort of kid-friendly free-to-play stuff, he's just like, well, why wouldn't there be? There's always a new game.
Where is he with gaming at the moment, Isaac?
We're still sort of, like, he'll occasionally play Mario Kart or whatever. He doesn't get as hyper as he used to.
Oh, that's right. It overstimulates
him. And he was like, I mean, you know, hyper's one thing. Like, it's annoying, but it's not misbehaving.
Do you know what I was
going
to say? Because I thought you were going to say, he's not quite into it just yet. I was going to go put Burnout Paradise on for him. But no, that's the last thing you should do.
That'd be a bad idea. like, him being, like, overexcited is, you know, like, it's not bad behavior, right? But he would, it would cross over into, like, when it was time to turn it off, like, he was being really bad, like, proper tantrums and stuff.
Right.
So we knocked it on the head for a bit. But then, he's happy to watch me play stuff quite often now. I realised I could turn the blood off in Exo Primal, and I figured that made it all right. He really loves watching that. But then it's interesting because sometimes, the other day, he was like, oh, can I see a new game? I was like, fuck, all right. I was like, oh, Planet of Lana, I've not started that. Like, that has an age rating of like 3.
Oh, that's really fucking scary.
Yeah, the fucking opening, Jesus Christ.
The opening is horrific. Really, it gets way worse as well.
Does it?
There's some real horrible shit.
Oh, shit,
in it,
okay, because I was like, look, if we just get through this first bit, it's going to be all right.
Nah, it's not.
Okay.
It gets worse.
Cool.
Abandon that. Avoid that. Charlie was like, nah.
Yeah.
No thanks. Yeah. Turn this off. Yeah.
It was funny, though, because it, like, after that initial bit where it's, you know, everyone gets kidnapped and stuff, and then she falls asleep, and then she wakes up, and it's like, and you're like, then, like, the logo comes up, and there's this, like, big, you know, sort of orchestral number. And Isaac was like, why is it playing nice music? Like, this is really sad. And I was like, because it is sad, but also, like, this is the adventure starting now. This is, you know, this is.
Yeah.
But no, he wasn't having it. So that went off pretty quick.
Arguing with the artistic direction it took.
But on the other hand, it's like, it's amazing that he's, like, picking up on cues like that. Like, to him, that seemed really incongruous that it's like, adventure music when he's just still really upset about what he's just seen, you know?
And if he's aware of that on that level, are you tempted to get him to play Pineapple on Pizza yet? Because I'd watch that as a stream.
No, I don't think he would. He probably would find it hilarious. That's the worst part. That's the... I can't believe you traumatised your child making him play that. No, he loved it. That's the problem.
Can you imagine Charlie playing it? Fuck me. He'd want to do it again.
Repeating, trying to get a better score. No, I'll tell you what was amazing, and I'm sorry for everyone, this has just sort of descended into... This isn't really what I've been playing. I mean, it technically is, but it's more just dad chat. But played a bit of Celeste as well, because that's just arrived on Game Pass. Obviously, I finished it on the Switch years ago.
Celeste? Yeah. What, the
2D platformer?
The side-scrolling?
Yeah,
God, that's just... Oh, that's so good.
Fucking good. But it was lovely, because Isaac was enjoying watching it, and I was like... Obviously, reading all the dialogue to him and, like, kind of explaining what was going on. But then when Badalin appeared, right?
Right, and we ended the one up, that chase after.
Well, sorry?
Is that the one that follows you?
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's essentially Madeline, sort of everything she doesn't like about herself, right? Ends up having, like, a really nice conversation with Isaac about how this is a reflection of someone being like, oh, well, I don't like these things that I do, so I'm going to essentially pretend it's like another person, right? It's not me that does those things. So that was really lovely and great excuse to play the game again, which is still fucking brilliant. So talk about what I've actually been playing for real.
No, talk about games that you haven't been playing. That's what I'll
anyway. We'll talk about FIFA.
This week, I have not played Rainbow Six Siege.
I imagine it's good. So I've played episode 2 of Telltale's The Expanse.
Before you get into it, should I play it?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Wicked. I'm going to play then. I'll get that.
Yeah, episode 2 is way better than the first one. I mean, I enjoyed the first one for what it was. You know, the first one was like an hour long, whereas this one's way more substantial. Like, I kept...
Because it
kind of follows a similar trajectory, right? In that it's like, again, it starts out, there's a bit on the ship, bit of drama, and then you're off on another spacewalk. So then I was like, oh right, okay, and then I imagine once this ends that'll be it, but actually carried on a bit further and there was some really good stuff. I still wonder how you'll take to it not knowing about the show, but I do think it's definitely finding its feet.
I mean, does it explain the basic concept of the show? Is there bits in it where you're like, yeah, I know?
Well, no, because I don't think it matters so much, because it doesn't, okay. It doesn't, like, other than like the relationships between the people in the crew, doesn't really engage with the politics and stuff, which as a fan of the show or the books you might think is a shame, but it's just, it's trying to tell a small scale story, right? Just about these people, right, and the shitty situations they keep getting thrown into. I guess they've written it in a way that you don't need to know that stuff. There are certainly nods and like some, you know, characters that mention and stuff. You're like, oh shit, I don't know who that is. But broadly speaking, I don't think it matters.
Is that an impression of?
As me. Impression me hearing Christian Avicerala's voice and going, oh my God. I hope she swears.
Yeah, you think your voice is way lower than it is.
Yeah, really enjoyed it. The only thing I would say is, because, you know, obviously these games often thrive on encouraging you to be a nosy fucker and rifle through people's stuff. And then,
I've always hated that.
Yeah, that is still a thing. But with this, it's more like... It's more like a treasure hunt, effectively. Like, so, for example, in episode 2, it's revealed that like one of the characters has like a drug dependency. He's like a recovering addict, and there's this substance he needs to deal with his withdrawal symptoms. So as you're exploring this ruined spaceship, doing other stuff, it's like, oh, keep an eye out for this guy's medicine. And I was like, because I know I missed something in the first episode, and I was annoyed that I missed it.
Yeah.
So this time I was like, right, I really want to find this thing. I don't want to, like, you know, I don't want to fuck this up as well. Fucking, it must have been about 20, 30 minutes. I was scouring everything trying to find this medicine. And eventually I just gave in and Googled it. And, like, when I found out where it is, I was like, fuck off. That is ridiculous where it's hidden. So if you are going to play this, just look up where the secret shit is. You'll have a better time.
And that's always been the worst thing about Telltale games. It's also the worst thing about the Life is Strange games as well, right? When they try and... It's as if they go, well, this isn't long enough. We need to put in some...
Yep.
Gaming elements into it. And funnily enough, Telltale really got it right with that first game. No, they didn't. No, I'm remembering back to that Walking Dead game now, and the shooting stuff was pretty good, because if you fucked up, it wasn't game over.
Yeah.
The story continues, just like someone died or whatever in your story. But then it also had, do you remember the battery stuff, where you need to find the batteries for the radio?
Yeah.
It was like, oh God, one of them was like under the hood of a car, but it was like, what's a battery for a radio doing under the hood of a car? Something like that.
Yeah. Feels a bit like that.
So yeah, those games have always done that. And that's why we gave so much praise to that As Dusk Falls. Because it got away with all of that. It got like just got rid of all of that, and it was all story stuff.
Just felt really
brisk.
It made
such a huge difference.
And like, yeah, it was a shorter game as a result, but didn't matter. You know, there's no filler. What I will say about this episode, so, you know, I've mentioned before, so the main character is one of my favorite characters from the show, and the actor who plays her plays it in the game as well. Kara Gish is fucking amazing. There's one line in this might be one of the worst line reads I've ever heard, and I don't know if it's just like a direction
worse
thing.
Worse than Andromeda.
Right, I'm going to tell you what it is, because this is not a spoiler, because it's bad, and I can't ruin something for you that's already bad, right? There is a crew member that you can flirt with, and again, that's like right off the bat, it's clear there's maybe something going on there, and the sort of the running joke is that like you always like fight with them, right? Like physically, you have like little scraps with them, and there's like you have like a little scoreboard with a running tally and stuff. And you sort of flirting with them, sort of being sort of a bit sort of weird and passive aggressive with each other, but in a jokey way. And then they end it by saying like, oh, like we'll have to settle this later. And the two dialogue options are by fighting ? Or by fucking ? Right, which I don't mind. I think that's I was just like, fair play. That's quite funny. I like that.
Loves a bit of fighting or fucking.
So I went for fucking, obviously. But the actual actual line she says is, "By settle it, do you mean sex?"
John, that sounds amazing.
And I was like, "What the fuck? That was terrible!" Like. Yeah. Just give her one more go at that line. That was like...
Do you know how many times I'm going to say that in my life now? By settle it, do you mean sex?
I can't remember I don't think I saved the voice clip, the video clip, because I was laughing so hard.
That genuinely sounds like a Homer Simpson line.
It does, yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like a Homer Simpson line. Yeah. That's mad.
So that was weird. Other than that, really enjoyed it. This episode is a lot more substantial, like some genuine drama, good bants with some of the crew now that you know them a bit better and stuff. It's a good time.
Okay, I need to play that then, don't I?
I reckon you do.
Okay, by play it, do you mean sex? Sean?
Yep.
good.
Baldur's Gate 3. Dave's walked off. He's had enough. Still playing it. It's, you know, I was saying last week, like, didn't like the intro, and then was warming up to it. This is shooting straight up the GOTY list. I'm like obsessed with it. It's basically all I want to play at the moment.
How many hours in are you now?
Like 25 hours, I think.
Because I'll be honest with you, by the end of last week's show, I still didn't fucking understand it. Right.
Well, go on.
I was chatting to John about it, and he said, isn't it just Disco Elysium? Like, isn't it you walk around and a story happens and it's dependent on stats and dice?
There is a lot of that, but there's a lot of fighting as well, which is all... Well, you can either play it turn-based or real-time, but probably play it turn-based.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, so you got when you say real-time, what, you can just, like, press buttons to fight and shit?
No, it's still like a strategy game, so you're still like, right, you do this, you do this, you do this. So when you play it in real-time, what you need to do is, like, you essentially pause it, give everyone their orders, unpause it, let it play out for a second, and then pause it. Yeah. So
okay, all right, so there is combat involved.
Yeah. Personally, I much prefer turn-based, which is the default for combat. It's really fascinating, because now that I've played more of it, I'm seeing how many of these weird interactions you can have with the world. And like, you know, I was saying last week about how there's like fuck all tutorials, right? It's like, here's how you access your inventory, and I'm like, yeah, all right, but that's, I feel like I'm missing loads of other stuff, because every character has so many of these abilities, right? And I now, I'm not defending the lack of tutorials as such, but I think I get what it's trying to do, because I did this one fight where, in order to get the jump on this guy I was trying to kill, I like got all my party like up on these rafters right above where everyone was, and I was like, I can just shoot down at everyone and win, and that'll be fine, which it was at first, until people started climbing up onto the rafters and then just fucking shoving my guys off the rafters. And they were just falling and dying. And I was like, shit, it did not occur to me that you could do that. But then I was like, why wasn't there a tutorial that's like, oh, by the way, you have this like shove move, and obviously if someone's above like a chasm or they're at the edge of a cliff or whatever. Like, yeah, just fucking push them off. Why not? But then
Barry from EastEnders.
I just don't get that reference.
Sorry, Sean. EastEnders fans are loving that. Go on.
You would see if they put a tutorial in that's like, here's how you shove people off cliffs. You'd be
that
like,
that really threw you for a second. Then where was I? I was on a roll. David come out with the shittest reference known
and
to
now
man.
Now look at me.
I didn't get it.
Shell of a man.
And now I'm Yeah.
No,
Janine did the shoving Phil wall. Sorry for people that are not
that's
watching
all right.
the chat. Go on.
Yeah, if they put in a tutorial, it's like, here's how you shove people off ledges. You'd be like, oh, right, this is a game where you're supposed to shove people off ledges. That's a mechanic. But it actually, the interactions you can have with the world are so rich and weird that, like, that's just one of loads of things you can do. And it's right. like, and you could never do tutorials for all of them. So it's trying to lead you into like just seeing these things unfold and then being like, oh shit, of course, like this is the level I need to be thinking about this game on, right? So playing it earlier today, I was fighting this guy on like this big like tree branch, right? And he like teleported off it, so he was down on the ground, right? It's all full on beardy weirdy fantasy stuff.
I'm sure it's brilliant,
no.
but you're.
I know. I'm not helping. so he like he teleported down to.
So I got my wand out.
So he teleported down to ground level, and it was basically he was in like a position where I could see him, but like no one could get like a good shot on him with a bow and arrow magic or whatever. But then I realized every character can jump, right? So you usually use it for like jumping over gaps or whatever. And I was just like, what if I make one of my guys just jump on him from up here and just land on him? And I did, and like took a load of damage, but knocked the guy to the ground. And then I was like,
surely the guy's crushed.
It hurt him, but it didn't kill him. And then I was just like, I'll just do that with the other three characters then. So just every character just like, hey, just fucking jumping off this branch and just fucking landing on this guy. And then, stuff like that. Like, I was doing this one fight, and again, this will not help. I was doing this fight where I had this character with me who's like a big mushroom man, right? And he could, like, any corpse, he could, like, put spores in it and then control it, right? So basically any corpse you could turn into, like, an ally, right?
Okay.
So I'm doing this fight, and I killed this guy who was, like a boss. So as soon as I killed him, mid-fight, I was like, I'll see if he's got any good loot on him, right? Took all his gear off him. And then I was like, oh, shit, no, I can reanimate him as a mushroom lad and make him my friend. So I did that, and then realised... He was, like, obviously, so he was my mate now, but he's got none of his gear because I just fucking took it all off him. And then I was like, there's a button here that says improvise weapon. Click that, grabbed one of his, like, and he basically just chose one of his mate's corpses off the ground. And then he just fucking picked him up and then just beating the shit out of the enemies with this corpse of one of his mates because he's been turned into a mushroom man. Stuff like that. Just happens, and you're just like, oh, this is the best game ever. This is fucking fantastic.
It's more like you think out of the box and it can happen.
Yes, basically.
Like not everything is as straightforward as it seems, and then when you try something
exactly.
outside of
and
that.
Because it's trying to mimic that feeling of playing a tabletop RPG where you're just talking to whoever's running the game, right? You're just like, oh, I'll guess I'll do this. And the DM just has to kind of work around it.
And for those of you listening on the podcast and they're not watching this live, Sean's doing all of this while there's been non-stop references about Janine from EastEnders in the chat. Literally, someone posted a clip of Janine from EastEnders in the chat. So you're doing an incredible job.
Thanks,
Sean.
Mate.
I must say. You're very welcome. I'm so sorry.
No, that's right.
Okay, so one thing that I did want to ask you about that I read about Baldur's Gate 3 this week is you seem to be really enjoying it now.
Yes.
You put 25 hours in, and this week I heard it was the world's horniest game.
Yes.
So now it makes sense.
It's incredibly horny. It's ridiculous. It's like To the point that you will see tits whether you want to or not. Like, it's absolutely absurd.
I'm going to download it. What's it on? So, but wait, hold on. Yeah. So, do you play as one character?
Well, yes. No, it's, well, this
but
is the thing.
But you control a team when you
team
up.
Yeah, basically. Right. And you can control any one of them, and you could make... So you could make a character who's dumb as a bag of rocks, but is a really good fighter, and then you might meet someone else and be like, well, actually, they're much better at talking to people. So whenever you're in town or whatever, like, that other person becomes your main character, right? The one who does all the talking, convincing, arguing, whatever. And your main character might actually take a back seat. And, like, there are people playing this in co-op who just have a team of custom characters and they're not actually using any of the, like, you know, in-game companions or whatever.
Right.
So, yeah, and no one is, like, the main character, right? It's just a team.
So how does the fucking work? That's what I'm trying to get to.
I don't know. I've not had sex yet. Been offered... It's been offered, and I've had a nice date with someone else.
Cool, but we're talking about Baldur's Gate 3 now, Sean. Let's stop getting into your... wait. So, I'm sorry. Also, if you've not heard us, if you listen to the podcast, you're a new listener, and you've not heard us talk about sex, yeah, with children. Yep. Okay?
Sorry.
So, what are the boobs like?
This is the thing, right? Is it doesn't? I don't.
What a start to the answer to that?
There's nudity in it, and there's I gather there is shagging in it. Not that I've seen any yet. Try my best. But it's I don't know. No part of me is like, oh yeah, this is fucking hot. Actually, like literally. So the reason I have seen tits in this game, and I have. Can't take that away from me. Literally, so every character has their like casual outfit and then their combat outfit, right? So when you're out fighting stuff, you got your combat outfit on, and then when you go back to camp, you wear your casual stuff. You can basically, if you don't like the look of the armor you're wearing, you can make your character like appear in their non-combat clothing, right, when they're out and about adventuring.
And it has no effect
on anything. And your non-combat clothing can be no clothing at all. So if you want, you can have your entire squad running around, dicks out.
Right, but you'd have to actively choose that. What is weird?
Sean, is when you click the button,
have you got a crew full of nudists?
When you click the button, I don't know if they could even consider this a bug or whether it's something you want to fix or what. When you click the button to switch between your combat and your casual outfit, there's about half a second where they're just nude.
Where it flicks off.
Yeah. And just like, oh, yeah. Right, well, I've seen that now. That happened.
Yeah, really awkward. Yeah. Like walking in on them.
Yeah. So
it was like that fucking when I was setting up Cyberpunk. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And I'm going
through
the options of characters on Cyberpunk, and Joe's sitting next to me, and it's like, how long do you want the penis? I was like, well, long, obviously, but...
I mean, at least in Baldur's Gate 3, you will see that penis again if you choose to. Whereas in Cyberpunk, it was like, well, what did that achieve? That was... You never see it again, do you? I don't think.
I don't... Well, when it glitched through, do you remember? You just glitch through the trousers.
there's one party member who, like... After about maybe 5 hours of gameplay, was like, it's clearly after you. Like it really doesn't. You know, like most of like you know your typical BioWare RPG. It's you work at the relationship, give them presents, say things they like.
Right, sure.
You know, whereas this is like literally five hours in. This one character's like, I want to. She's like, what was it? She says something like, I want to taste you. Like your scent's driving
Jesus
me wild.
Christ,
she's like a different. She's like she's a Gith Yankee. They're like this other race that I think are from space. I'm not really sure. And yeah, she's just fully into you. Like right off the bat.
Aren't you supposed to know that before you want to make love?
No, what? Sorry.
Like if they're from your planet.
No,
or
it
not.
Really matters if you're in. If you play.
I've had this argument with James so many times.
Of course you have.
I have had this argument with
James. Of course you have.
So many
oh, Hoaxfist in the chat says, yes, they are from space. Cool.
Okay. I mean, you're giving BioWare a little bit too much credit there, because honestly, those romance things
are dreadful.
Like, you've got an option to say, hey, I'm going to go back to my room now, to, hey, I'd like to go into your room if you like that. I would like that too. Well, yeah. I'll do that one then. Really, would you? Yeah. Oh, not now. Let's talk later. You go, right, okay, well, I've started the romance quest in this game then.
So, yeah, it's really good. And
I'm not going to play it.
Well, this is the thing. I don't know if I would recommend it or not. I do think that, yeah, if you've got, like, no interest in Dungeons & Dragons or no knowledge of it whatsoever, I do think it would be a slog at first.
This seriously what kills me about us not doing this full-time.
Yeah.
Like, because this would be a streaming series. Mm. Me playing it, you're offering me advice. So you watching along and that's offering me advice while I'm playing it. That's a stream.
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to do that. Can't do it. No time, no money. Yeah? All right? So, if you're listening, BBC, and you're looking for someone to buy out, I listen to... I don't want to go into it, actually. No, I shouldn't. I listened to a podcast where they said, we've just been bought out by such and such. Mm. And we're really excited by that. We're now, you know, part of that business. And, you know, we did. And I just thought, they legitimately could have bought us.
And also, if we were announcing that we'd been bought and this was becoming our full-time jobs, we wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, this is some good news. Yeah, we'd be fucking crying.
Yeah, I've got a feeling they're not. Like, yeah, I'm not 100% sure that they are getting paid.
Okay. No, well, that's different.
Don't know what
that is different.
Financial situation is between those parties. But let's not talk about that. Let's continue.
I've got one more game.
Dodgy graph.
It's a short one. Quake 2. There was it was sort of leaked a day or two before, but yeah, there was these rumors like, oh, apparently there's going to be like a Quake 2 remaster. And initially I was like, oh, that's fine, I guess. And then I was like, hang on a minute, that will definitely be on Game Pass. And then, yeah, there it was on my Xbox.
Oh, it's on Game Pass.
Yeah, it was
Bethesda,
isn't it?
Is it online multiplayer?
Ooh, I assume so. That might be a laugh.
Do you know, one of my managers once said, never presume it makes an ass out of you and me. And I said, no, it makes a prez out of you and me. And he went, what? And I said, please tell me you get that. And he went, no. And I went, forget it then. God.
So yeah, it's you know, it's one of those when you play a remaster, it's like, oh man, this is exactly as I remember it. No, it isn't. It's how you've changed it in your mind since you played the original. So this is another remaster from Night Dive Studios, who've made quite a name for themselves reinvigorating a lot of older sort of PC stuff. They did the Quake remaster that you can play on Game Pass. So basically, I don't know the full ins and outs of it. Obviously, visually, it's had a bit of a spruce up, fancier lighting, stuff like that. But apparently there's been loads of changes under the hood as well, like loads of tweaks to like enemy behaviours and stuff and rebalancing and what have you. It's been an absolute blast just sprinting around, shooting the fuck out of loads. Because obviously, you know, back in the day, we didn't boomer shooters weren't a thing because they were just shooters, right? And it's interesting going back to Quake 2 and being like, oh yeah, it's one of those. It fits into that sort of mould and that... you know, something we now understand as a genre. And it was like back in the day, I think I played it sort of quite slow and methodically, whereas now it's like I'm just fucking sprinting around shooting people and having a really nice time. I think there's like extra bits to the levels as well. I've definitely seen stuff that I really don't remember, and I'm talking levels that like as a teenager I would play over and over because what else are you gonna do? And it's got all the expansions that came out for it and stuff. If you've got Game Pass, absolute no-brainer. I don't know what they're charging for it otherwise, but yeah, nice thing to just appear in my life for free.
It's not the one people want, though, is it?
Is it not? I don't know what...
The one people want are Quake 3 Arena, right?
Yeah, probably.
Like, I love Quake 3 Arena, and oh, mate, I'm looking now because I'm Googling it, because in my head, I'm remembering a ton of maps, and I went, yeah, that was Quake 3, because I definitely played Quake 3 a lot. But it wasn't, actually. The ones that I'm remembering are Unreal Tournament, and I'm thinking, Oh my god. Is there a way I plan that on the Xbox right now? Because I'd probably cry.
I mean, you would assume it's coming, right? But then maybe, what happened to Quake Arena? That got mothballed, didn't it, ages ago?
Who knows who owns any of this shit anymore?
Oh, I mean, id will, and then Bethesda will still own it.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know.
Why can't you fucking play that online on the Xbox?
Because it costs money to run it, I suppose.
Yeah, but
not a lot.
It will get played, though.
Well, this was... Do you remember I mentioned Don Carmack was talking about... It was when that VR game, I forget what it was called, got shut down, and he did this big sort of really interesting blog post about how you can keep like online services going. It's like it actually basically only takes like apparently one person kept Quake Arena alive for years. But it's not considered much of a career move, right? Like, oh, what have you done? Oh, well, I just sort of maintained a game that 300 people still play. It's not a,
right.
You know, so just it's quite hard to find people who want to do it, basically. So yeah, it's one of those.
Shit, that's taking me back. I remember sitting there dialing in 56k modem, Game Spy. What server are you in?
Well, I'm in this one.
Having to ring each other from, you know. I don't know. How did we contact each other? I assume it was
like ICQ and shit.
AOL chat
and
or something. Shit.
Yeah. God, I remember ICQ. Yeah, yeah, isn't that technically still going? I'm sure someone told me.
I think so. Yeah, not for me. But yeah, high quality. Mm. Okay. Okay, we're heading towards two
we
hours.
We are, actually.
Fuck,
this is,
Sean.
Yeah.
We might have actually done it.
And it's been wall-to-wall bangers as well. That's the... There hasn't been a single duff joke. The Muffin Man episode, it's been relentless. Let's start doing our own show.
Let's get...
Just because I'm having a nice time, it's not a dig.
I wonder why... Yeah. I had a feeling, I don't know if you're listening, well, I know you're listening, Matt and James, but I had a feeling all week that Sean was going, let's just do a two-man show. I was thinking, he's eyeing something up here. He's lining it up.
There was definitely an element of, I wanted to see if we could, which I think
and
we've proven.
Would you have done a two-man show with James Farley or Matt Murray? Answer that honestly, Sean.
No. Well, because do you remember, it nearly looked like I was going to have to do a show on my own this week at one point. And I was like, do you know what? Fuck it. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, only because when you say nearly had to do one on your own, it's only because I got the wrong date that I was away. Yeah.
It briefly looked like I would have to do one. I was just intrigued to see, just to see what it would be like. Because I don't think we've ever done, because I know Matt and James did one, just the two of them, years ago, didn't they?
Right.
But then it's a bit...
No, we've never done a two-man show between me and you. No, but I done it with James before. That was fun. Michael Fox. Shout out Michael Fox. That's how I started, mate. I was a double act. Double act when I started, mate.
Back to your roots.
I'm back to my roots. like every Sonic game that ever comes out. Should we get to questions?
Yes. If you would like to contact us, go to tcgs.co/dearTCGS. Push button Joe says, Dear John Denton Fan Club, what is the worst start to a conversation? I don't listen to music. I only listen to video game music. Or I only listen to Rod Stewart. No, not any of the songs you know. I'd love the Rod Stewart one.
I would say the first one.
I don't know, because if you don't listen to music, like if music is genuinely not for you...
Then I don't understand
you. No, that is absolutely freakish, but I'd be like, well, that's just how they're wired, right? Whatever. But if you only listen to video game music, it's like, right, you enjoy music, but you haven't really bothered
thought about it.
Yeah, you're not really investigated it.
But they thought about it more than the person that only listens to Rod Stewart, but not any of the songs you know.
No, they've gone deep on Rod Stewart. They've gone right into
gone
the
deep in Rod Stewart.
Only B-sides. To be fair, I don't know many Rod Stewart songs, so it wouldn't be hard to catch me out on that one.
Look, I'm no oil painting, Sean.
Yeah.
But when women like go, "Oh, Rod Stewart," I'm like, it looks like a fucking scarecrow. What are you talking about?
It does. It looks like Wurzel Gummidge.
I don't understand. Yeah, it does look like Wurzel Gummidge. I don't understand. Have you ever seen him pick the balls out of a hat during a football tour?
I can't say I have, no.
Oh my God, it's incredible.
Yeah.
He was clearly off his face. Mm. Like, it was completely hammered. Mm. And he did this thing. And I'm sorry for the people that are listening. I'll try and describe it. The balls are in front of him to pick. Mm. And what you do is you put your hand in, you like swirl the balls around, and then you pick a ball out.
Mm-hmm.
He lifted his arm directly up, turned it into sort of like an emu, and then dove into the thing and pulled it out. He's clearly fucking about, but definitely. Search Rod Stewart football draw or whatever. It'll come up. It is good. It's almost as good as when Martin O'Neill was doing it the other day, and he was picking the balls out and talking into the balls like they were a microphone. Number 14. Like the presenter went, "Why do you keep talking into the balls? That's really weird." Sorry.
That's right.
Right, where were we? It's clearly the
It's we'll go with I don't Rod listen Stewart to music. One, okay.
No, it's got to be the Rod Stewart one. Because it's so serious.
It is quite. Yeah, there's a. For all they know, you could also be a massive Rod Stewart fan. But exactly. Maybe they're like, no. If you were, I would fucking know. Right?
I would know you. There's eight of us.
I would know you from the forums. Yeah. Like, you weren't at the meetup last week.
So. You weren't at the AGM.
Yeah.
You didn't contribute towards the Bourbon biscuits. And we all know how much Rod loves his Bourbon biscuits.
He fucking does.
You'd know if you'd heard his B-Trap B song, Bourbon Biscuits are my favourite. Which is, incidentally, my favourite song from Rod Stewart that you wouldn't know because you haven't heard it.
Yeah, it's a Rod Stewart one, isn't it? By a mile.
I do love people, though. I genuinely do love strange people. Mm. Like, if I was to meet someone in the office for the first time, and I was to say, and they would go, "What are your hobbies?" And I go, "Well, I'm well into video games." And he goes, "Oh, well, mine's lawnmowers." I would be like, "Right, you're my new best friend in the office."
100%.
Then. So maybe it's along that line.
I told you, I think I mentioned it on the show before. I was at a work thing, and we all had to introduce ourselves and talk about what our hobbies were. And one guy was like, "I am really into bridges." You're right.
I took a sip of drink just as you said that.
Because at least if someone's into lawnmowers, you're like, well, obviously you use a lawnmower, right? That's like, I love getting a lawnmower. I love mowing my lawn.
You don't use a bridge,
but you do. But how do you express a hobby? How do you express bridges as a hobby? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you're in the car and you go over a bridge. Are you not like one of those dads? Because I fucking am. You go over a bridge in a car. You're like, "Oh, look, we're on a bridge."
But that's what I mean. But we get that. Why. So what does, if you're an actual bridge hobbyist, what's additional to that?
Well, it's, I assume it's down to the structural engineering of keeping fucking
and
bridges.
And the history.
Like, it's huge, right? Yeah, but and the tolls. But do you do that thing where you go through a tunnel and you've got to hold your breath?
No.
Oh, we do. Right. So,
I thought you meant it was like some weird, like, involuntary reaction. Like,
no. Me and Harry do it. Charlie doesn't. It's too young. Joe just thinks we're fucking idiots whenever we do it. But if we go underneath a tunnel where we're driving, we go, and you've got to hold your breath until you get to the other end and you get out, and then you let go, right? Mm. We do it every time. But I'm not getting any younger.
Mm-hmm.
And it is getting to the point where I just think, this is dangerous. I'm driving at 60 miles an hour. I'm driving at 70 miles an hour plus, 70 miles an hour tops, holding my breath. Like, what if I just pass out? Like, how did this accident happen? My husband was holding his breath because we were going for a tunnel.
A funny game.
Well, why? I don't know. No, I've got time for bridges, man.
So that's our answer to Push Button Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Murray says, as I write this, it's 2:03 a.m. I may or may not be drunk.
You're drunk, Matt.
I did check the... it's Matt, isn't it? I did check the timestamp. It was like 2:15 a.m. they submitted this, so they're not lying. I may or may not have had to make the taxi driver stop twice so my partner could chunder at the side of the road. Listening to your podcast whilst pissed, I got to thinking, some weeks are slow, nothing good to play. In these dire times, how about discussions like best game of a certain year, best racer ever, most pervy game, scariest game? You get the idea. Love you all.
Cheers. Cheers, Murray. You try to turn us into back page.
Yeah.
And I'm not liking it.
No.
Yeah.
No, not
we
not
got
keen.
Our own. We not don't keen. Do any of that. And no. If we do, we'll fucking make you pay for it. okay. Yeah. Right. Well, let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. When it's slow, let's just.
But
do
when was
it?
When was it last slow though?
Well, this week, Sean. What's the best game of a certain year?
Of a certain year.
Just answer the question.
Well, you need to say what certain year it is.
Whatever. Certain 2018.
2018. Fuck. What came out in 2018? I don't remember.
I don't know. Best racer. What's the best racer ever?
The best racer ever is Outrun 2.
Incorrect. Most pervy game.
Baldur's Gate 3.
Well,
recency bias.
Scariest game.
Oh, Fiendish Freddy's Big Top of Fun.
There you go, Murray. I hope you enjoyed that trip down memory lane. No, I suppose there is something to that. I'll tell you what it is, right? I do like the idea of a theme thing. My worry about the theme thing is that those things are usually very good for a certain amount of time, but then the ideas run out. You know, it's like a band releasing their fifth album. They've used up all the ideas they originally came into that band for.
Yep.
And now they're wondering what to do next. Mm-hmm. And so ours is about longevity, baby.
Yep.
We're gonna be doing this shit for years. There will always be news. There will always be feedback. But yeah, I do like that. And I'm thinking maybe we make some bonus content out of that shit. But I don't know. I quite like our bonus shows where we just go, and, well, this is the shit I've got into this one. All right.
Cal says, Cowboys. I'm a born and bred Wyoming cowboy, and I was dazzled by your conversation about slapstick in Red Dead 1. You see, I'm currently working on fan fiction involving Dutch and Arthur and a tall, mysterious, tall, dark, mysterious train conductor. I wanted to add a little comedy to lighten the hot and heavy scenes on the train. Do you all have any slapstick tips for this little old... Right, now he's put little old sunset writer, but obviously he's American, so that's actually a good pun.
Just writer.
If you say sunset rider.
Yeah.
Thank you much. P.S. Do you have to use so many cuss words?
Oh my God, Carl, you are absolutely right. Last week...
Was it bad?
Right. I was... I don't know about you. I was outrageous. It was embarrassing. Like, honestly, I was cringing at myself last week. Yeah. Absolutely cringing at myself listening
I
back.
Didn't notice, but then I wouldn't, I suppose, because I'm the worst.
Yeah, no, it is a part of that. You're absolutely right, Carl. And there would have been a time where I would have attacked you for that, like, a few years back, because I was like, yeah, it's an adult show. But I listened to last week, and I was like, that was outrageous. Pubis was put in the chat, you were showing off in front of Denton, you're probably right. But my swearing went off the charts last week, so I apologise for that. I will try and get that in check. Yeah. You see, I'm currently working on a fan fiction. Dutch wasn't in Red Dead 1, though, was he?
Yeah, he was. He's the baddie.
He was the... Oh, of course, he's the one. Yeah, but you don't see him much, do you? You just see him
right at the end. Yeah,
right
at the end, and he's already in such a state. It's like... It's not like a big showdown.
Oh, that's right. Isn't he hiding in a cave or something?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a spoiler. Yeah. Sorry.
Red Dead 1, I think that's allowed.
Good. All right. Well, we passed the test.
That's all right, then.
Resolved. I don't know. Have you got an answer to this?
Slapstick tips on a train. I don't know. Go through a tunnel it's dark.
It depends.
And then you come out and everyone switch places.
That's
or someone
good.
Bang their head on a door frame. I don't know.
Someone leans out the window to have a look and then gets hit by a sign.
Oh, yeah. That would kill you, though. That's not really slapstick if your head comes flying off.
Yeah, but most things in slapstick would kill you.
That's true.
Do you really think that cat is surviving any of that shit in Tom and Jerry?
It's true.
God, this is factually incorrect, David. Yeah. Turn it off.
This cartoon's not realistic. As an aside, Isaac started getting into like Looney Tunes stuff, and I could not be happier. Oh, yeah. It's fucking great. Because he, like, nice. He, for some reason, he only watches it. He only asks for it at my mum's, and then he comes back and he's like, "Oh, there's this like this big like chicken guy." He's like, "Yeah, Foghorn Leghorn." He's like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah." Oh yeah. Taz was my favourite growing up, and 100%. I look back on it and go, "Actually, I don't know if he was the best." I mean, he was just the coolest, wasn't he?
Well, this it clearly appeals to like young boys because he's mental.
Well, you know why?
Go on.
Because he goes,
yeah.
That's all we need.
That was the funniest shit.
Yeah, he did that noise. Yeah. It sounds like a fart.
I can't. I need to. I'm going to show Isaac that in the morning. He's going to fucking lose his mind. Just that. Just that bit of the intro.
What, the Tasmanian devil?
Yeah. But he will then start doing that all the time, and it will be.
I remember when I was a kid. Yeah. And this is weird. It's full circle. Remember as a kid, we had a Warner Brothers store in Kingston, I think.
Yeah, we used to have one in Chester. It was amazing.
They had a Tasmanian Devil watch, and it was silver. Mm-hmm. Fuck, I wanted that thing so bad. I think it was like 60 quid, which was, it might as well have been 14 grand.
Yeah.
Like, when I was that age, buying it. Yeah. But I used to walk in there just to look at it behind the glass.
Yeah, I remember I used to go in and just look at all the cool merch. Which, as you say, as an adult, you could go in and be like, yeah, I'll have that watch as a treat. Whereas at the time, it was like, well, I think my entire childhood of visiting the Warner Brothers store, I got like a key ring and a T-shirt, and that was it. Hard times.
Hard times indeed, my friend.
What were we doing? Oh, Maria Mendieta.
I'm just googling Tasmanian Devil watches to see if I can read.
Oh fuck! You can get Is that still a thing?
I can't see it anywhere. It was like his face. I'm sure it was his face, and his mouth was open, and his teeth was gripping onto the watch bit, and it was a watch. And I was like, "Fuck, that looks cool." And I'll probably look at it now and just go, "What was I thinking?"
Tin bullshit. Maria Mendieta says, "Dear TCGS Chocobo GP, while content creators celebrate them ironically, glitches in games could often be helpful to create shortcuts or simply glimpse behind the curtain. Thinking beyond the screen, what is a glitch you would love to experience in your day-to-day lives? Keep on setting the podcasting standard on a weekly basis."
Sometimes when I'm just like fed up, I wish I could just glitch through the floor and then just fly forever and just look up and say, "That was the world I was in."
Never, off we go. Would glitching, be able to glitch like through walls and stuff might be useful.
That'd be well useful.
I don't know. I mean, how often are glitches actually? I mean, I'm duplication would be great. Never have to go shopping again. Just do one shop. And then just glitch.
You never have to work again.
Well, and that.
You just get a pound coin and just keep doing it.
You get like one gold bar.
Yeah. And then just go, "Dave, why don't you cash it in for a £50 note and then do it for that?" I don't know. Can't be bothered. Here we go. Just glitching it. Like pound coins like growing up around me. Like, was it the DuckTales intro?
Yeah. Scrooge McDuck.
Yep. Yeah. And then cars. And then also,
you duplicate TVs a car. What? Just stick one in the garage for later.
I'll sell it. I'll sell it. I think we buy any car.com. They'll go, "We just bought one of these from you." Yep. And it had the same number plate. Don't question it. just keep buying them.
Did I ever tell you about when I had
eight of these from you this week?
Real life item duplication glitch. A friend of mine lent me a Radiohead EP, and I just forgot to give it him back for ages. And then after about a year or something, I was like, "Man, I keep forgetting. Here's your Radiohead CD." And he was like, "What are you talking about? You gave me back ages ago." I was like, "No, I didn't." And he's like, "Yeah, you did." I was like, "No, I haven't bought this. This is yours. Like, there's no other way." I would know, like, obviously this is when we were like teenagers, like, you know when you bought things because it was a fucking special occasion. And he brought his copy of the CD into school to be like, "Here's mine." And we both stood there with our own, with two copies of this CD that, as far as I was concerned, he'd given to me, and as far as he was concerned, I'd given him back. No explanation.
Time travel.
Hmm?
Time travel.
Time travel. Yeah,
Bill and Ted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or you just had two copies of the same CD. Because that's also possible.
Did you reckon someone just bought it and he didn't? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or you just forgot that you bought it.
No, I think it's I think it's much more likely that it was actual magic, Dave.
I've had these arguments with Ian before. I've had these arguments with Ian where he said, isn't that weird that you mentioned that because this happened today? That's really weird, isn't it? And I'll go, no, it's just perfect. And we've probably seen the same TikTok video and it's reminded us of something. No, it's not, it's weird.
Okay. It's like, you know, they say, like, you know, when you like you bump into someone that you haven't seen for ages and, oh man, what a weird coincidence that we're both here. And but apparently, like, if you knew about all the times you nearly bumped into someone that you know, like the times you actually do are really insignificant. Like,
how can you ever measure that?
No, I mean, you could, obviously. But,
sorry, completely shit on you. This is a video game podcast. Let's get on to
look it up on Snopes.com. James C says, hello.
Oh, yeah.
I completed Bugsnax this week and wanted to remind myself what, if anything, you guys said about it, an exercise I complete with many games that I get to later. So I found the release date, 12th of November 2020, and scrolled back through the pod to see if it was discussed. Strangely enough, the episode uploaded on the 11th of November is the first one I have as completed. So I'm reminded that that was exactly when I started listening to your show. I was 18 and was branching out into podcasts for my uni commute. So firstly, thanks for the years of entertainment on my commutes and dog walks. And secondly, what's a weird coincidence that resurfaced memories in your lives?
Oh, God, we've just been talking about how I don't believe in coincidence.
Well. Did I tell you about the Earthworm Jim cows thing?
I think you have, but it's
a good one. I can't talk about my job for boring reasons, but, you know, I've mentioned it involves farmers, working with farmers quite a bit, and I had an invoice.
He works with that, who's that fucking Top Gear guy? It would have been funny if I just said Jeremy Clarkson.
Yeah.
He's a partner with Jeremy Clarkson.
I actually do all the work
because he'll get cancelled.
I actually run the farm. He just turns up and talks to the camera for a bit. I'm like, do you want me, Jeremy, to do a bit to the camera this week? I can do. I do a podcast. This is kind of. He's like, nah. It's got an invoice. I can't remember. It's like a dairy equipment company or something. And initially, I looked at it and the logo. And I was like, it's the fucking cows from Earthworm Jim 2. Like, straight away,
really?
Yeah. And I was like, so for those who don't know, Earthworm Jim 2, whenever you finish a level, there's this picture of these, like, three cows in a field. And you press the different buttons on the controller and they say, well done, at different speeds and pitches. And I was like, but, you know, so instantly I was like, that's the fucking cows from Earthworm Jim 2. And I was like, no, it can't be. Like, that's ridiculous. Looked it up and I was like, literally holding this invoice up next to the monitor, like, fucking hell. Like, obviously, it's just a stock image, right, that has existed for three decades or whatever that the game used, and then...
The game used a stock image, you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, they digitized it, and they, you know, made it look however they had to on a SNES or a Mega Drive, whatever.
Right.
And obviously, and animated the mouths, because they go, well done, like that. It was hilarious when you were 14. And I was like sending it to people and they were just like, do you know how fucking mental that is that you, not that it happened, but that you recognised it? Like, that's weird. That's yeah.
That is weird.
It is weird.
My one's bullshit.
Yeah.
I was once in a meeting with another David J. Turner.
Whoa.
That was a bit weird.
Whoa.
But he was a West Ham fan.
Oh, dear.
So he was like evil me. That's
sliding
about
doors
it.
Moment.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it was pretty weird. Do I tell this story? No, it's not even that funny. I was in a meeting with that guy.
Cool.
That's it. Yeah. I'm not for you on that.
Major Hazard says, I've played my first ever Zelda game. Never had a Nintendo console. I loved it. I want to play more Nintendo. Wow. What would you recommend? I'm thinking Mario
Holy
Odyssey
shit.
Next. Is that a good idea?
Right. Mario Odyssey is incredible.
Yeah. But also, we don't know what Zelda game they played.
Yeah.
That's a
You've
wig,
also got...
A wig,
well,
a big...
I assume it's Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom.
Well, Yeah. So they never had a Nintendo console. I assume they now have one. Well, they've played Zelda on the emulator.
Well, let's talk about playing Mario Odyssey next. So
yeah,
it's tough because that game is very unique, I think, in terms of Nintendo don't do other Zelda-like games, right?
Yeah.
So what are the big hitters?
Even within Zelda, there's so much variation there. Like, it's not like, oh, well, you wouldn't say, like, oh, if you enjoyed Tears of the Kingdom, go play Link to the Past. Like,
that's
not
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
shit. Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the next best game to try.
Yeah.
Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, Mario Odyssey's class.
And all I'll say with Mario Odyssey is the difference between Mario Odyssey and Zelda is that Mario Odyssey doesn't get good until you completed it. Well, no, it's good, but you're kind of like, there's nothing to this. Mm-hmm. It's really easy, and I'm flying through to the end. Mm. But once you hit credits, that's when the game really becomes the game, mm-hmm. and you've got to go for as many moons as possible.
Yeah.
Aim for that 999 moons. That's where it's at. But yeah, that's probably... Because everything else is so different, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you can't say, oh, if you like Zelda, go and play Animal Crossing.
Yeah, it doesn't really work like that.
It's not really got the same sort of vibe.
Yeah.
Don't expect it to be anything like Zelda, and then you'll be all right.
Oh, sorry, I was just Googling something to answer the next question, and I failed to find the answer, so I'm just going to read it out anyway. Alan Williams says, guys, what's the code to join your fantasy football league?
I don't know.
I thought it was on our Linktree page.
You'd have thought Matt would have...
you would.
There's probably a couple of tweets out there. Go to our Twitter,
at @TCGSCo. Maybe he didn't do this, but it doesn't say Twitter anymore. It says TCGSX.
No. What, on our website?
Yeah, on our Linktree page, yeah.
Oh, God.
Matt. I mean, maybe it did that by itself. Who knows?
Matt. Well, I said... okay. All right, should we socials? I'll do socials.
Do you want to do socials?
Yeah, Thursday. Are you carrying on with your Far Cry 2 Prime permadeath stream, Sean?
So I think Far Cry 2's dead.
Right. Good.
But I'll do something else.
Streaming on Thursday. Friday's James isn't here. Twitch Prime Gaming. That's a thing. Get on that. Sign up and give us your sub. Patreon.com/TCGS is where you could go to support the show. If you want to do that, that really does help us out. And go to tcgs.co for everything else. If you want to find out about the show and that, and if you want to go and have a
buy a t-shirt. Matt hasn't put my Zelda design up, has he?
Nope.
Do you think he secretly doesn't think it's very good?
Yep. Thank you so much for living it. We hope you've enjoyed this rather strange episode of the Computer Game Show. I cannot believe we've flown through and we're over 2 hours. I genuinely thought we'd be done by about an hour and a half. So here we are with a full ep for you. And next week, I'm not here. I'm not here next week, Sean.
We can say who's on, right? It's all confirmed. It's going to be me and Matt. Obviously, James isn't here. Sarah Dyer is going to join us.
Back in the house,
Sarah
Dyer.
It's been a long time since she's been on.
I do worry about that because Sarah and Sean LeBode seem to be our regular guests that we get on more than anyone else. And sometimes they sit there and go, oh, they've stopped asking. And it's like, no, it's not that at all.
Yeah,
it's
doesn't.
Just, it's just.
And it was something. In the case of this episode, it was like. So it was such short notice. Like you feel rude asking people.
Yeah, totally. I hate that.
Because when it gets to the point where it's like, you're essentially messaging someone going, you're not busy tonight, are you?
Well, there's not only that, right? The thought process I get when I ask a guest on the day that we're recording is, firstly, are they thinking, oh, they think I'm just available?
Yeah.
Secondly, thinking, well, they've asked other people. They can't make it, and now they've got down to me.
Yeah.
So I'm instantly going, we get to a point where we just go, nah, it's not. Anyway, that's our process. We will catch you next week. Thank you so much for living it. Take it easy this week. We love you all. Goodbye.
Ta-ra.